by Jonas Lovin to look down his first receiver who was covered, come to his second receiver who was standing on the goal line smack dab in the middle of the field.
Tonight, it's homecoming at Miles Field as the 6th-ranked Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Minden Whippets. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Here's a pitch play. Conley, a lot of room right side, 40, 35, gets into the clear, 25, 20. Conley from 44 yards out of the Stars are up 13 to nothing.
Kearney Catholic has rolled through their first four games, while a banged-up Minden squad will try to regroup after a home loss to Gothenburg last week. It's the Whippets and Stars coming up next, but first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Miles Field and Kearney with Sports Director Doug Duda and Larry Baker right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from beautiful Miles Field here in Kearney. It is time now for high school football action. New Tech Seed pregame show, Doug Duda along with Larry Baker as we get ready for Kearney Catholic and the Minden Whippets. It is a perfect night for football as we begin for these teams the second half of the season, both with four games in the book. And Larry, Kearney Catholic right now is just rolling.
Yeah, I mean, they so far have looked great on the year. They feel good about themselves. You can actually even see it, Doug, in pregame warm-ups. As they've come out, they've looked very confident. The thing that I really like is they still look very hungry. We saw them in the first game of the year. Of course, that's the first time they've taken the field since being beat at Memorial Stadium. I see the same hunger in them even starting right here. The one thing you fear as a coach is you don't want to hit that peak too soon. We're only at the midway point in the season. Several months to go before you can start thinking the end or what you want to have happen. But they do look good.
On the other side of things, we saw Minden just a couple of weeks ago when they took on Sandy Creek, and the big thing that came out of that one was that we did not have a complete finish for the high school football team of Minden because they lost Paul Carlson, their leading defensive player, leading tackler. He's still out. They lost another player. They're banged up. They're banged up, Larry. That's a simple way to put it. And they're not just banged up by depth players. They're banged up by some of their key players.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you, that's tough. We talk about it every week. You know, the injury at this level, injuries play such an important role because we're not incredibly deep at this level. But what you want to do is you want to – that is part of where you add depth by having some of those younger guys come in. And if you don't have injuries that are going to keep guys out – for the duration of the season, you just need to keep the ship righted and keep the boat from filling with water, because when those kids come back, you still want something to play for.
And for the Minden Whippets, it cost them last week playing Gothenburg. Their offense fell flat for the first time this season, and they fall to 2-2 as they were beaten in that ball game 19-7. They really had the offense going, and now this is just a juggernaut part of the season because they wanted to get that win against Gothenburg to go 3-1 because it's Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, Cozad over the next 3 weeks. Three physical teams that, of course, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central highly ranked, and Cozad just getting ready to get in there depending on whose rankings you look at. So not a good time to be down even one man, and they're down a couple, three or four.
Yeah, when you look at that, when you start looking at Kearney Catholic and Adams Central in the western half of the state, maybe the two best teams, Doug. So to say that that's what you have to do, and you have to do it without your best, that does make things tough.
And they're physical. It's not like you're taking on you're going to get hit. You're going to get worn down. You're going to be sore. You're going to be bruised, and it's hard to come back week after week after week.
And Adams Central's a team that forever, whenever you've played them, they were going to bruise you up. But that's where Kearney Catholic has really changed. Because in years past, when Bernie Madison went to the spread offense here at Kearney Catholic, he did it because he didn't have the big bruisers up front. Now, Kearney Catholic brings Bernie's spread offense to you, but they do it with giant bruisers that'll knock your teeth out. And they are a tough team to play because of that.
Well, we'll talk to both the coaches, Sam Dunn from Minden and Dave Colling of Kearney Catholic. This is the New Tech Seat pregame show. Other games tonight include Shelton at Amherst on ESPN 1460. Randy Bushcutter there tonight with the call as they are in their pregame on ESPN 1460. Also, Hastings-Gehring on ESPN 1550 at 8 o'clock. St. Cecilia-Sutton on 1230 KHAS. If you are outside the range where you can pick them up on the radio, you can hear any of our radio games on the online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break here and be back to hear from the coach, starting with Sam Dunn of Minden after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to Miles Field of the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get another chance to see the Minden Whippets and the Kearney Catholic Stars and what a lot of people believed might be for the district championship, but that's why they played the games. We have seen some really good play out of Gothenburg and Cozad, and unfortunately Minden is getting banged up, and that is never any fun. And Sam Dunn's with us here. And Coach, 2-2, really kind of an eye-opener last week with Gothenburg, and it looks like It's no fun when you can't put the kids out there. You're young to begin with, and you can't put the kids out there that have been practicing at those spots all year.
Yeah, you know, we got pushed around, beat up a little bit last week, and you know, I was proud of our younger kids stepping up and getting their putting their nose in it and getting ready to play. So we continue each week and try to get a few guys bandaged up and see what we can get back and continue to compete.
Where have you been most affected, offense, defense, special teams, leadership? Where have the injuries most affected you?
Well, you know, you take a player like a Paul Carlson who's, out of the mix, who's been a three-year player for us, and so, you know, he definitely hurts on the offensive side. He's been a starting fullback for us all year. And then again, on the defensive side, you know, where he's, been the leading tackler for us at the beginning of the year, that's a tough one to replace. And so, our hope is that we're able to get some of these guys back and, at least in these last four games, trying to make a good run at things.
Sam Dunn is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to take on Kearney Catholic. What happened in the football game last week, Sam, from an X and O standpoint outside of having kids, not having kids? What did Gothenburg do so well?
Yeah, you know, it's the typical Gothenburg team. They're big up front. They were physical. They were a lot more physical than we were. I think probably what a lot of at least the coaches noticed is that we weren't ever really able to stop them consistently, which then again didn't put the ball in our hands. So I'm sure that played into Gothenburg's plan is to keep the ball out of our hands. I think time of possession was something like 36 minutes Gothenburg, 12 minutes Minden, and so, you just don't you don't get many chances at the end zone that way.
Yeah, I was going to say this was really the first time all year that the offense looked a little different than what you had in the first 3 weeks. Tell me what was going on there.
Well, once again, they had a great game plan and keeping the ball in their hands and keep moving the chains and. At one point in the fourth period, there was about 10 minutes time of possession that, they controlled the ball in the fourth period. Unless they fumble or we pick it and take it the distance, we're not going to get points on the board. And so, they had a great game plan. They were able to move the ball real effectively on us, probably more effective than any team we've played in the last 2 years. And without some of our players being able to help us out because of injuries. We had some young guys trying to step up, and, you know, as coaches, we know that'll help us down the road, but it's not not easy to take, you know, during the battle itself.
Yeah, next year we'll be talking about the silver lining from a year ago, won't we?
Yeah, you know, I think there's always something good in it, and so, you know, one man's loss is another's gain, and you know, we got some kids that got some playing experience, got their nose bloodied up a little bit out there, and hopefully they'll continue to improve and impress us, you know, as we start our second half of the season.
Sam Dunn, head football coach at Minden, joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to take on Kearney Catholic tonight. Specifically, is there one or two kids that have filled in for Paul Carlson? I mean, you've got a guy that was leading you in tackles, and then a kid that does a lot of blocking in that wing T or double wing for Ryan and Quinn.
Yeah, you know, Brendan Sinfel's done a nice job for us. He was out the entire season last year with a broken collarbone, and you know, comes into us as a junior, and you know, it kind of really fit into some of the things we needed to get done and some places we needed to fill. He's doing a nice job at inside linebacker and also playing some tight end, and we've even bounced him around as a fullback a little bit. He's kind of a multi-purpose player. He's had to learn about three positions, but he's doing a great job.
Well, let's take a look at Kearney Catholic, a team that has really been good. You always think about the offense, but their defense has been so solid. What are you seeing as you get ready for a matchup against the Stars that you haven't played in a while?
Yeah, you know, they're a very sound team, Doug. They offensively, they get a lot of things, a lot of yardage. They've got a lot of weapons, you know, and so we'll definitely have to be you know, ready for a passing attack, and you know, they lull you to sleep thinking they're going to pass, and then they'll run in underneath you. So, offensively, they got a lot of weapons. We think special teams, their special teams play has just been super this year. The James kid is you know, he gives them good field position, and then as you mentioned, their defense has just been stifling in their four games they've played this year. It's a very, very impressive football team.
Sam Dunn is with us for one more minute. I know this whole, it's occurred to me this whole interview is kind of like the woe is me, we've got no chance, we're so beat up. But those kids in Minden, the way you've built this program, there has to be some optimism and some words in there about taking on one of the best teams in the western part of the state.
Yeah, you know, our kids, you know, respect our opponents, and come Friday night at 7 o'clock, we'll tee it up and we'll get ready to go out there and you know, we think we still got some weapons and some things that we can do. And so, you know, our kids are buying into our game plan, and they'll be ready to play on Friday.
Well, Sam, let's finish up on that note. What are you most pleased about with your football team going into this week?
You know, I guess just the resilience that that I've seen from some of our players this year. You know, we've been plagued with some injuries. We've been plagued with some you know, some tough calls that haven't necessarily gone our way as compared to, you know, maybe years in the past. And the kids keep coming back and giving a great effort during the week of practice. And so, you know, we hang our hat on that. We tell our kids, you do the good things, you do things right, and good things will happen.
Well, Sam, looking forward to seeing the Whippets again. Appreciate the time here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And best of luck tonight. We'll talk with you again soon.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Doug.
That's Sam Dunn, head football coach of the Minden Whippets, and we'll be back to talk with Dave Colling of the Kearney Catholic Stars right after this on Classic Hits. You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Miles Field, homecoming tonight as undefeated Kearney Catholic welcomes in the Minden Whippets, and we're joined again by head coach Dave Colling. And coach, homecoming, anything that distracts from the actual preparation for any activity always has to be a little bit of concern. So how's homecoming week went so far?
Yeah, you know, not bad. Like you said, there's a lot of distractions, a lot of stuff going on in the evenings, stuff like that. And so, you know, as a coach, I guess you always worry a little bit about that kind of stuff. And you know, for the most part, practices were pretty crisp. And so hopefully we come out ready to play tonight.
How about those guys using all the energy last night at the volleyball game? Did you tell them to cut that out a little bit?
You know, it got a little crazy. I think Coach Connor probably told them to do that. So, but no, they're a pretty good group of guys. They have fun and do the right thing and stuff like that. So pretty proud of them for that.
Well, let's take a look at the first half of the season. Hard to believe you already have half the regular season in the books. How do you like where the team's at through four games?
You know, I think, like you said, it's just flown by. But, you know, I think from game one to game four, I think we made some drastic improvements. And, you know, so as a coach, I guess you're always wanting to you know, play your best ball in October. And I think we're on track to do that. So that's a good thing. And, you know, we just need to take another step in the right direction tonight.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, chatting with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Last week, able to take care of a Central City team on the road. Once again, your defense shuts them down. But this was actually a little bit of a battle in the first half, and Central City may have had the best line that you'd faced so far.
You know, I would agree. They had some big boys up front, and exactly. You know, Central City's a good football team, and their couple linemen they have are probably the best we've seen all year. And so I guess I was pretty happy the way we came back, you know, came out second half. You know, we got some turnovers in the first half and stuff and didn't capitalize quite like we wanted to. And it did some things to hurt ourselves in the first half. But I thought second half we came out, you know, after settling down at halftime and changing a few things. I thought especially Abe came out and threw the ball very well second half and got our passing game going. And, you know, defense I thought played good all night long. You know, I think we gave up 70 total yards, something like that. And so we really pleased the way we responded, I guess. But, yeah, it was a tough football game.
Coach, you mentioned Abe. It seems like each game, kind of like last year, he's getting a little bit better. Is he learning more offense? Are you guys simplifying things for him? Or is he just learning to connect with his guys?
You know, I think we're ahead of the game. You know, we have more stuff in right now than we did last year at this time. And, you know, that's because we got a lot of seniors and juniors playing. But, you know, I think Abe is starting to trust himself. You know, as a coaching staff, we put a lot on his shoulders knowing he can do it and trust him and have all the confidence in the world in him. And I think he's starting to maybe feel the same way about himself a little more. So, you know, and that's the tribute to him. He's, you know, maybe the game's slowing down a little bit for him and stuff like that, getting his reads down. But, you know, like I said, if he... you know, the second half, I thought he really matured a little bit and threw the ball where he wanted to and threw it with pretty good accuracy.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, with us here on the pregame show. From the that's why they play the games, your schedule probably hasn't turned out exactly like a lot of people thought. Opening night, you take care of Ord. They've won their three games. Ogallala was ranked at the start of the season. They're 0-4. And Gothenburg was picked to finish last of the district by Bob at Huskerland Prep. They're 3-1. They beat this Minden team. Cozad looks strong at 3-1. And Minden maybe has faltered a little more than they had hoped, although probably should have won on opening night. They're a little banged up.
Yeah.
What about the way you see things with the rest of the schedule?
You know, it's a hard thing to read, especially, you know, we're the newbies in the class. So these are all new teams to us, so we don't have anything to gauge off of. And so, you know, like I said, well, you know, watching Minden play GICC, you know, they were right there. And GIC is a pretty dang good football team. And, you know, I think Gothenburg's a pretty dang good football team. Ord's turning out, you know, to be a very good football team. And so it's just hard to read, I guess. It's hard to read. And, you know, like we tell our kids, and like I've told you this probably 50 times, but we just got to get better as a football team. It doesn't matter who you play. You know, hopefully the kids are buying into that. And we just got to get better and play our best football in October.
And what about the Minden? What are you looking at tonight?
You know, I think they're a good football team. They got athletes. They got some big boys up front. They got a little speed on the edge. They got a quarterback that given time throws pretty accurately. you know, they'll run that double wing stuff, try to power it at you, and then they'll spread you out also. So, you know, defensively we got a couple, you know, three or four things we gotta shore up, and I think the number one thing is we gotta stop their run, and you know, force them to throw. And so, you know, our boys are gonna have to step up to the plate here and take care of some business tonight.
Just the last minute here with Dave Colling, the head coach at Kearney Catholic. What are some of the things that you've been working on in practice that you're still not quite fine with?
You know, I guess we're defensively, I think we're playing, you know, I think we played our best football probably last week. You know, not technique-wise, we kind of broke it down this week and then went back to the basic kind of stuff. We felt like we were, you know, doing some good things, but maybe the technique was kind of faltering. So we, both offensively and defensively, just kind of went back to the, you know, the week one type stuff and went back to the basics and got some of that shored up. You know, we've been in the right place. I thought last game we didn't do a great job of breaking down and tackling. You know, we had guys there, but first guy would miss, and you know, of course we'd wrap him up a couple, 3 yards downfield, but so we kind of went back and shored up some things, and so hopefully the guys will come out ready to play tonight.
Well, Coach, look forward to a good homecoming contest. We'll see you again next week at Cozad, and best of luck tonight.
Doug, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Dave Colling. We'll be back with the starting lineups from Miles Field right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here at Miles Field in Kearney. As Kearney Catholic gets ready to take on Minden, and let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Minden Whippets, their offense looks like this. At center, number 52, 210-pound junior Colton Barton. The guards are number 60, 215-pound sophomore Keith Bendix, and number 72, 190-pound junior Alex Nielsen. The tackles are number 61, 235-pound junior Harrison Holmes, and number 68, 270-pound junior Mitch Muller. The tight end is number 48, 195-pound junior Brendan Sinzel, and the other tight end, number 6, 165-pound senior in Landon Lemke. They run that to double wing or wing T. It depends how you want to call that and if they put three guys or just two guys back there. But your backs are number 7, 170-pound junior Cole Gibbons. Also number 20, 180-pound junior Quinn Rutt, and the main carrier, the main running back. Don't really call him an I-back at the system, but we will. That's because we're doing the game. 165-pound senior Ryan Cremosta. Quarterback for the Whippets is number 10, 190-pound junior Jonas Lovin. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Sam, assisted by Shannon Lovin, Don Miller, Aaron Martin, and Rick Cremosta. Minden is 2-2 after losing in overtime on opening night on a controversial call to Grand Island Central Catholic. And then last week, they were defeated by Gothenburg. Their two wins coming against Fillmore Central and Sandy Creek. For Kearney Catholic, at center, number 52, 5'10", 200-pound sophomore Nick Dowling. At left guard, number 72, 5'9", 205-pound senior John Blake. The right guard is number 74, 5'11", 265-pound senior Austin Lowry. The tackles are number 71, 6'6", 255-pound senior Isaac Richter, and number 75, 6'2", 270-pound senior David Squires. For the tight end position, they may be bringing in either a Jack Graham, but they don't start off with that tight end position. If they do bring one in, looking for Jack Graham. The split ends are number 11, 6'1", 175-pound junior Blake Holtmeyer, and number 21, 5'10", 180-pound senior Brian Hoosman. The wingbacks are number 2, 5'8", 155-pound senior Brett James, and number 28, 5'9", 175-pound senior Connor Strike. The running back is number 15, 6 foot, 180-pound junior Thomas Conley. He's had a heck of a year so far. And number 14 is your quarterback, 8-inch, 6'2", 215-pound senior. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Dave Colling, is your head coach, assisted by Rashawn Harvey, Matt Coop, Mike Pacheco, Rick Moses, Paul Brungart, Jeff Carnahan, and Matt Johnson. The Stars are ranked 6th in the state of Nebraska. Their wins so far this year have come against Orr, St. Paul, Ogallala, and Central City. In their last three games, they are averaging 49 points per game on the offense. They've shut out Orr and Central City. They gave up late scores to St. Paul and Central City. So, Larry, this is a football team that has dominated the last three opponents and really dominated Orr. Their offense just didn't click as well that night.
That's the interesting thing here, Doug, as you look at it. When a lot of people think of Kearney Catholic, they think of offense because of the style of offense they run. They're pretty prolific doing it. But in the last couple of years, what's made Kearney Catholic such a tough out is that they play for real defense.
And that is what's made the Stars a better football team over the seasons. And that's what we're looking at here tonight. Starting with us, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. A reminder that there are injuries, and every time you have an injury, you want to see the fine folks that can take care of it, get you better, get you going, and that is Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, getting you back into the game of life. The Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. Kearney Catholic, none of their two He really is in any trouble. Derek Jackson is a junior that has been out with a hip injury, and the rest are freshmen that are on the sideline. That's not the case for Minden. Paul Carlson, the big man that's out, got knocked out. A kind of a freak play with a knee injury in Sandy Creek. The play was basically over. He was not in on the tackle. He was coming over. He saw that it was overstopped, and somebody got pushed kind of late in the play. It wasn't illegal or anything, but the last guy to kind of roll through caught him on the knee and sent him out, and he has been out the last 2 weeks, expected to be out at least two more weeks.
Yeah, and we both watched that. It was so benign. I mean, he just kind of fell to the grass, and then but we watched him through the game. The more and more people that went over and talked to him, it looked tougher and tougher as it went.
Sam Fust was knocked out with a neck injury last week against Gothenburg. He's a starter, and a two-year starter, Jared Sanford, has been out all season as well for the Minden Whippets. So those are three big boys that would have been in that starting lineup and have a little experience. They're all seniors, and it really decimates what the Minden had because, let's face it, they didn't have a lot of seniors this year, Larry, because of the big graduating class they had last year. So that's three two-way players that are not on the field tonight.
Well, that's tough. You go to the state semifinals last year, you graduate all those kids. You start getting to where you're in your third game or so of the season, fourth game of the season, and you feel like you should have a bunch of those guys that have stepped up to fill in up to speed, and half of them are gone. You start over again.
Again, though, when it's time to get better, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center can get you back into the game of life, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. They're about ready to play football here tonight, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Kearney Catholic in Minden on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shelton and Amherst just about ready to kick it off on ESPN 1460 in a battle of unbeaten. As they wrap up the starting lineups here, what's the key tonight, Larry, for Minden not to win the football game, but to give themselves a chance to stay in this football game?
It is going to be up front, Doug, because the type of offense that Minden wants to run, they're going to want to control the clock, run the ball, get first downs, and they're going to have to be able to stop that Kearney Catholic running game. And both of those things will happen with both sides of the ball up front.
Well, and Kearney Catholic obviously is going to see how they can get. Maybe that's going to hurt Minden, too, because they got off to a little slow start in the first half last week at Central City, where their line got pushed for the first time since they played Ord on opening night, where they thought there would be a big matchup, and Kearney Catholic pretty much dominated. It's Kearney Catholic and Minden. Who's going to get the ball?
Kearney Catholic's going to get the ball.
Minden won the toss and deferred and they will be on the offense first at Kearney Catholic. So we'll see what happens here tonight on Classic Hits. We'll take a timeout. Be back with the opening kickoff after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, and Larry Baker with us as well for tonight's high school football action. The national anthem tonight sung by Kayla Shundoff. It's homecoming. Larry, you guys have had to go through this before in your coaching career, dealing with homecoming week. It doesn't matter if you're rated, if you haven't won a game, there's always other distractions.
And it's a nightmare on either side, whether you're the home team for a homecoming game or you're coming into one. Because if you're coming into one, you know guys are fired up and ready to play, and if you're the home team, your kids have had weeks full of distractions, so homecoming week stinks regardless of which side you're on.
As we get ready for high school football, a lot of pregame going on here, so we'll just go ahead and tell you that Kearney Catholic is getting ready to receive the opening kickoff and see if their offense can get going. In fact, they've already returned an opening kickoff for a touchdown earlier this year on their home field. Also tonight, one thing to mention, Kearney Catholic honoring a couple of tragedies and remembering tonight from Broken Bow, which obviously affected the Minden family with the loss of Anthony Bloom and the two coaches at Broken Bow. The Kearney Catholic football team has one shoe with red laces in them tonight, the colors at Broken Bow, and they wanted to wear those tonight with Minden as their opponent, and give credit to David Squires, I understand, for kind of putting that together.
Yeah, I think anytime you can see something like that go on, of course, it's a tremendous tragedy and things like that, Doug, but it's good to see young kids understand the gravity of those situations and wanting to bring awareness and honoring something like that.
As Minden takes time to break the huddle, they bunch it up like they could go with the onside kick, and they will boot it away. It's a short kick, and it'll be picked up at the 15-yard line, the right side, 20, 25. Nice job by Minden to secure things. And the kicker, number 38, Alex Cyprian, was right in there on the tackle.
Yeah, that was interesting, Doug. They sat down there, but it just took forever to get down there. And it did allow the Minden kickoff team to get down there and make the tackle. but it was a little bit odd in how that went.
Yeah, the up guys didn't want to take the football there for Kearney Catholic. They wanted to get it all the way to the back, and that's what happened. Brett James returns it up to the 26-yard line, where it is first down and 10 now for Kearney Catholic out of the shotgun, and it's a direct snap into the backfield straight ahead up to the 29-yard line. Will be Thomas Conley with a direct snap.
Yeah, and that was just play a little quarterback trap play there. Kind of an interesting thing. Landon Lemke for Minden coming in on the tackle, and he didn't really try to tackle him. He tried to rip a ball out of there. They're probably going to try to take as many of these possessions away from Kearney Catholic as possible.
Kearney Catholic actually coming out in a double tight end set with Abe Clinch's brother into the backfield. They'll hand it off over the left side, and Conley gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. He'll be swallowed up right there. So the new look on offense has produced 4 yards on two carries as Ben Clinch, number 31, a 6'1", 200-pounder, now will trot off the field but came in there for a couple of plays at tight end. Usually Kearney Catholic will go four wideouts and then either go shotgun and maybe a five wideout set, but in the first two plays they did not. And they will here with the four wides, twins right and left, third down and six. Clinch fumbled the ball to hit his running back, Conley. He does pick it up, but all over him to drop him behind the line of scrimmage is Alex Nielsen on a busted play. The play fake to Conley knocked the ball out of Clinch's hands, and it's a three and out.
Yeah, and they had something cooking there if they were going to be able to get it handed off. All the line got to the second level there, Doug, but they mishandled the snap, and very un-Kearney Catholic first drive there.
So ready to put the football away here for the Stars, and Minden waiting, and they roll the punt snap back there. The kick is away, and it will hit at the 45-yard line and go out of bounds at the Minden 41-yard line from Connor Streit. So a 33-yard punt. Minden's got good field position for their first possession.
And here's kind of the deal, Doug. You talked about it just a minute ago, about it being homecoming week and those type of distractions. Most generally, if you can just get through that, if it's going to hit you, and it looks like maybe that he's hit Kearney Catholic here a little bit through these first five plays with the kickoff and these first four offensive plays. You just got to find a way to get through the first two drives, and then who you are usually shows up.
Ryan Kremosta, Quinn Rutt, Cole Gibbons in the backfield with the quarterback Jones. Send the man in motion. Rutt, they'll toss it to him. He went from right to left. Has a hold on the left side. He's into the secondary. The foot race to the end zone. 40, 30. Holtmeyer drags him out of the 35-yard line. What a play. Nothing special. Well blocked. And Minden is in Kearney Catholic territory.
Oh, right out of that double wing, Doug. You said it best. Nothing special. Just going to go straight power here off the near side. And if you're Kearney Catholic, you got to get this thing buttoned up quick here. It looks like in these first five or six plays that maybe their feet are in quicksand. They need to get this buttoned down before they give up any points.
Quinn Rutt, 36 yards on the opening carry. You thought maybe they'd do something different. And they do here now. They spread things out, and they get out of that double wing. They actually have the two wing backs, but they go shotgun with two wideouts for 11, and there was some motion and a five-yard penalty. Rutt rocked on the right side. I think they took off on the left side, and that's one hard thing. If you do try to line up and run that wing to your double wing, it's a tough one to overcome penalties 5 and 10 yards at a time.
I like that look, though, Doug. Basically, all they did, it's the exact same formation they normally run. They just stuck their tight ends out as wide receivers and got in the shotgun. Other than that, it's the same thing. And they can run this exact same offense from it. So
Isaac Carlson sprints out wide to the right. Landon Lemke to the left. Out of the shotgun is Gibbons. Cole Gibbons next to his quarterback, Jonas Levin. Throw it underneath on the right side. It is complete out there to his favorite receiver, Carlson. And he is ripped down after a five. And so they pick up the penalty yardage and get back to about the 23-24-yard line.
Yeah, Alex Lowe played that really well there, Doug. Little zero route, 2-3 hitch. Actually going to lose about a half a yard.
Penalty.
Penalty, sure. And but Alex Lowe does a tremendous job there on that.
Now back to the double wing. They will send Kremosta in motion from left to right. Toss it to him, and he tries to follow his blockers, but it's all green jerseys to bring him down. Couldn't even get the corner turned. And the tackle is made by Austin Lowry.
Yeah, same play they hit for a long one there, and he's just looking for a cutback lane, chopping his feet in there, and no cutback lane presented itself.
You know, for the folks that watched a lot of Overton football, that's really all they're doing. They're running 8-man football with 11-man players. You just got more blockers here. The quarterback gets in there and blocks. Your other running back gets in there and blocks. One of them is running a fake. There's other schools that have done that, but That is exactly what it looks like. Third and 10 now out of the shotgun. Lemon has time. Throws over the middle, and it's going to be knocked down and intercepted. Holtmeyer with one pick. Down the left sideline, 25-30, 35, and he'll be pushed out of bounds.
Dougie absolutely played that perfect there. Blake Holtmeyer, he was in free safety there. He just let that slant come to him. Basically, it turns into bracket coverage. There are cover three there. The corner is going to allow that route to get inside of him, so he's on top of it, and the quarterback never sees the safety. He throws it because it looks open, and the safety cuts the route underneath, knowing he's got help on top. Makes a tremendous catch.
Yeah, that was a one-hander that he stuck out there and then was able to haul that in. So pushed out of bounds at the 27-yard line, they will say, and Kearney Catholic will have the ball for the second time tonight. First down and 10. Option out of the shotgun to Conley. Gets a block on the right side. Breaks a tackle at the 30. And then on his backside, Landon Lemke makes a tackle that saved a ton of yards there. Conley gets a good run to the 36-yard line. It'll be second down and two.
Yeah. Landon Lemke doesn't make that tackle there on his back. I think the band's playing right now because that was it.
We apologize for any of the technical difficulties that we have going on right now. Now here at Miles Field, and we will work on those. Kearney Catholic out of the shotgun, going to run option to the left side. They smoke Clinch. Now it's one-on-one, trying to get to the corner around Lovin, and Jonas will shove him out of bounds at the Minden 40-yard line. It's enough for a first down.
If Minden doesn't make an adjustment here on that, Doug, they're just running speed option, and Minden's a guy short. They've got a quarterback player but no pitch player, and if you don't see them fix that, you'll just see the coach grab Clinch by the face mask and tell him, look, kid, you're going to have to get tough tonight. You're going to get whacked a bunch because we're going to keep running it until Minden fixes it because Minden's a guy short on the option.
First down and 10 at the 40-yard line. Kearney Catholic out of the shotgun. Clinch wants to throw. Just going to dump it out here in the flat to Conley. Complete. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Tries to run over a man and hanging on to bring him down is going to be Mitch Moeller, but he is able to pick up 6 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 4.
Yeah, just a quick swing pass there, almost like an outside zone play, really. And he does a nice job splitting this down on distance in half. You know, Doug, he runs really tough. He's having a heck of a year, but he does run really tough. He's not an easy guy to bring down.
Yeah, he's averaging about 130, 40 yards, and that's just because they don't need him very much. He had 120 on 9 carries earlier this year. Clinched the pass again, going for it all. Holtmeyer one-on-one. Beautiful pass. Catches him in stride, and Holtmeyer will take it all the way to the house. A 54-yard touchdown pass. Right on the money from Abe Clinch to Blake Holtmeyer.
This is it, Doug. Running the ball well. Big up front, known as a running team. They hit you with a 9 route there. Abe Clinch made a tremendous throw right there on the 9 route.
7:19 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic takes advantage. Holtmeyer had the interception. Holtmeyer gets the touchdown. Now Holtmeyer will hold for the extra point. Getting ready to boot it in there is Chase Murphy. And the kick is up. And the kick by Chase Murphy is good. With 7:19 to go in the first quarter of play, Kearney Catholic. It's 7-0, and we're back after this on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
Welcome back to Miles Field, where Kearney Catholic went 3 and out, and then they went deep. 7-0, Stars on the 54-yard touchdown pass from Abe Clinch to Blake Holtmeyer, and the Stars get ready to kick it off, Larry.
Yeah, I mean, Kearney Catholic started a little slow, like you said, the homecoming and all the stuff. may have got to them a little bit, but boy, once they lit their fire and started their engine, they go interception, play, touchdown. You know, so we'll see here if the defense can keep it going, but it looks to me like they've got it started.
Four play, 73-yard drive, and the boot by Murphy is high and short, taking it about the 12-yard line up the middle of the field, 15, 20, looking for some room. R.J. Watson gets to the right side. Now it's a foot race. Watson to the 50, to the 40, to the 30. They drag him down from behind inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Minden.
At the 5.
And Blake Holtmeyer might have been the man that chased him down.
Yeah, if you're Minden there, Doug, you wanted to get that thing in the end zone. You didn't want to have to run a play to make that happen, there, to be able to score there. They're at the 6-yard line. Let's see now if they can get tough and get it in.
Now, Kearney Catholic's kicked off a lot this year, but they haven't had a problem with the slowing down kick returns much. And now Minden didn't have the proper personnel on the field, and so they will call timeout. And that'll be the first timeout of the football game. 7:05 to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic's up 7-0, but Minden returns the kickoff to the Stars. 6, first and goal when we come back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Miles Field, homecoming here for Kearney Catholic. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you. I'm Classic Hits. Minden calling a timeout, facing first and goal at the 6-yard line of Kearney Catholic. It's a quick handoff to the fullback, who will crash across the 5-yard line and out of that double wing. It's always just a mass of humanity to unpile kids.
Yeah, and Minden runs really a different look than Coach Hansen did last week. Their offensive linemen have about 6 inches in between their feet instead of being stacked on top of each other. But effectively, it's just foot-to-foot splits and get a yard if you can.
They lined up Brendan Tinsel in the backfield. It looks like he had the carry for a yard. Now they'll put Cremosta in motion, toss it to him, trying to get to the outside on the right. And as he cuts, he slips and falls. They may give him the 4-yard line, but it is third and goal now at the 4. And you were right. Holtmeyer might have saved the touchdown on the kickoff and might have saved points here, because Minden knows that they're going to have to score some points against Kearney Catholic tonight. It's free here, although you get you on the board. In the grand scheme of things, when you get that kickoff return down to the 6, you need to cash it in. So let's see what they do. They go tight with the wing tee again, double wing. In motion is going to be Cremosta, and they'll give it to him up the right tackle, and he finds a little bit of a seam, but he's going to be short in the end zone. Got down, it looked like, inside the 2-yard line. And it's fourth down and a decision for Sam Dunn.
I know that 3 points is not going to win this game tonight, Doug. And I know 7's not either, but I think you've got to go for it here and try to get it in. It's just very demoralizing in a sense, because you've got a situation where it's a shock play for you. You know, you just re-energize yourself, got yourself right back in the game, and now you've got to turn it into points.
The ball will be marked between the 2 and the 3-yard line, fourth down and goal. They will put Lovett in the shotgun with Gibbons flanking him to his left. Fourth and goal, Minden. Lovett rolls to his left, under pressure, throws it back across his body. The ball is knocked away by Blake Holtmeyer. Incomplete. No flag, and the Stars will take over.
Yeah, I don't mind the call at all. He actually hit the receiver in the end zone. Somebody underneath of it knocked it down, but he had a receiver in the back of the end zone. Actually, the receiver, Doug, was a lineman eligible. It was Keith Bendix, I think, number 60, who was in the back of the end zone for Minden.
They ended up throwing it underneath, and the whole wire came over the top and knocked it away right at the goal line. The Kearney Catholic down, first and goal, right when the lights haven't quite taken over here at Miles Field. And it will be Thomas Connolly standing in the backfield in the end zone. Clinch under center. He's just going to turn and hand it to him with a big hole off the right side. He gets to the 5, to the 10, spins out to about the 13-yard line. tried to keep that hand on the ground for balance, but gives the Stars plenty of breathing room and might even have the first down.
Yeah, just went under center inside dunk play there, Doug, and big hole opened up. Those linemen got on their tracks and took it off.
They are going to bring the chains into measure here. 7-0 in favor of Kearney Catholic. A 54-yard touchdown pass from Abe Clinch to Blake Holtmeyer, who's already had a heck of a game. He had an interception. He scored the touchdown. Then he saves the touchdown on the kickoff. And as they stretch the chains here, they're going to be short. So a 9-yard gain for Conley brings up second and inches. And this is always fun for the offensive coordinator because it opens up pretty much the entire playbook. Because you have to figure if you find an incomplete pass, you still got third and a couple of inches, you should be able to get that. But inside the 20, sometimes they just don't get very fancy.
That's what I was just going to say. Down here, get a first down.
Grant Allen leads Fremont 14-0. Kearney already up on Lincoln High 14-0 in the first quarter from our Valentino scoreboard. They deliver the pizza, we deliver the score. And the Stars, nothing fancy here. They will hand it off. Well, it is a little fancy. They get it inside there for Conley, then he breaks it off the right side and brings it all the way across the 25 and close to the 30-yard line. Came up the middle. There was nothing there and bounced out right.
Yeah, inside zone play. The key to any zone play, Doug, is the cutback lane. And he stuck it in there and with his inside zone running assignment, found the cutback lane and took it for a ride.
15-yard gain out to the 32. A drive that started at the 2-yard line. It's already out to the 32 for Kearney Catholic, up 7-0. Clinch is going to keep himself off the right side. Comes over one man to the 35 and dives out to the 37-yard line. Isaac Carlson in on the tackle with five more for the Stars.
Yeah, some of the linemen there for Kearney Catholic kind of shaking their heads. Clinch does a nice job at what he got there, those 5 yards, 4 or 5 yards. But I think the offensive line was a little confused there on the assignment.
Couple more early scores for you at halftime. Lexington leads Sydney 14-0. Seward has jumped out on Holford 6-0 in the first. Adams Central leads Central City 7-0 in the first. Donovan Trumbull on top 15-0 over Superior in the first quarter. Here it's second down and 5. Clinch keeps it over the left side. Has the first down and more into the secondary. Into Minden territory to the 46-yard line. A gain of 17. They're giving Minden a little taste of their own medicine just with a different formation.
That's just the same plays. There was a big, big push there by the Stars. All of your Kearney Catholic offensive linemen got to the second level there. When you have that happening, you're going to rush for big, big money.
Also today, an afternoon game, Bertrand easily over Lewis, and Shelton has an 8-0 lead over Amherst on the ESPN 1460. It's 7-0 Stars, 3:45 to go, first quarter. They're on the march again. And in the backfield, Thomas Conley doesn't get anywhere. They try to direct snap to start the ball game. That time they drop him all the way back to midfield, a loss of 4. And it wasn't just one guy. It was 3 guys back there, led by the charge of Alex Nielsen, Jacob Choquette, and Landon Lemke were also back there.
All back by defenders, Doug. They pulled their guard tackle that time. Come and play side, and they had no pinners. They're pinning the guys that were over the guard and tackle. So it was backside pursuit that chased them down.
Through 11 and counting, the ball just across midfield into Minden territory. We'll call it second down and 14. Center is Clinch. Turns, hand it, power play right up the middle, and Minden has got that shut down. Nowhere to go. Just back to the line of scrimmage for Conley. It'll be third and long.
See, right here again, you see Squires coming over and kind of talking to the coaches on the bench. There's something Minden's doing up front that's confusing these offensive linemen here on some of these sets.
As they look at the plays, the linemen actually have the wristbands like you usually see on the quarterbacks, and they're calling the plays out there as well. Third down, 14, Kearney Catholic at the 49-yard line of Minden. Empty backfield just in the shotgun is Clinch. That's time. Now rolls. Pressure from the backside. He'll be hit, and he'll be drug down. With the sack is Alex Nielsen. Good coverage downfield as well by Minden. But when you look, they had 4 defenders. There were 5 wide receivers.
Yeah, there, Doug, he held the ball too long. Minden came out in a little 3-5-3 convertible there for a defense, and they did a nice job. Clinch just held the ball too long.
Well, Kearney Catholic does turn the field position back around. This drive did start at their own 2 after denying Minden, and now they'll be punting away from their own 47-yard line. High snap. Connerstride has it. Beautiful high spiraling kick. It turns over, and Minden gets out of the way. Cremosta wasn't exactly sure what to do with it. It bounces and dies at about the 16-yard line. It ends up being a 37-yard punt, but no return, and it's inside the 20.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted my return guy to have fielded that either. Cremosta made a great decision there. When you've got defenders standing in front of you, you just need to get out of the way, because if that goes through your arms at all, they're waiting to pick it up.
So Minden, first down and 10, have the ball for the third time. They went 3 and out to start, then returned it to the 6-yard line after Kearney Catholic's touchdown. Slant pattern picked off. Picked off at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and drug down right there. Interception by Grant.
Yeah, it's a defensive end there, Doug. They were running the quick slant to the wide receiver there. When you run the quick slant to the wide receiver, you absolutely have to cut the defensive end because you're throwing right where he's at. They didn't get him cut. He was standing there and played it with his hands. Graham did absolutely perfect. You have to cut the defensive end when you're running that quick slant.
Jack Graham, who had a huge fumble recovery in the playoffs last year against Crofton, had to wonder how he caught that bullet between his big old paws there. He's put some pounds on and bulked up since last season, and he gets the interception. Second one thrown now by Lovin, and this one is at the Minden 5. Everybody's stacked on the right hash here. Overload to the right side, hand it to Conley, hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Minden is selling out right now, and it's paying off. Drop back to about the 7, maybe the 8, we'll say a loss of...
Yeah, Doug.
2 on the play.
Yeah, Doug, there on that, they blitz the inside linebacker behind the zone scheme, and that where a zone is vulnerable is behind it, and they just blitz right behind the zone scheme there.
Second goal, we'll call it at the 7-yard line. The shotgun, it's option to the left side. Clinch has blockers. Thinking about the late pitch, now goes nowhere and dives across the 5 into the 4-yard line. Strung out well, Quinn Rutt in there on the tackle. It looked like he was going to be able to walk in, and he didn't know whether he should pitch it or try to run it in. It was both open, and as soon as he cut up, they were all there defensively for Minden.
If he pitches that, his running back's got the angle to the end zone there. He needed to pitch that sooner. When he came out, it looked like he was open, but it was a matter of the angle. If he pitched that to his back, his back had the angle to the pylon.
Now big play, third and goal stops the Minden 4-yard line. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Under center is Clinch. Conley behind the backfield. It's a toss to the right side. He is hit in the backfield, and he is dropped at the 11-yard line. Lost it, but got back on top of it. It's Landon Lemke, and that's probably going to be field goal here, because instead of just being short at the 2, you lose 7 yards on the play, and that will set up a 28-yard field goal attempt here for place kicker Chase Murphy.
Yeah, this is interesting, Doug. Every time Minden's really kind of had their back against the wall, they've fought off the ropes, if you will, and just on a regular down and distance situation, they're giving up the farm. So when they've been asked to fight, they've fought. Coaches just need to make them understand the whole time here.
We do have the end of the first quarter, so Kearney Catholic can kick the other way. It'll be fourth and goal at the 11 after one quarter. Kearney Catholic 7, Minden nothing. You're listening to Front That Football on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Miles Field, homecoming for Kearney Catholic, and they're up 7-0 with a fourth and goal situation just outside the 10-yard line, which presumably will be a field goal here, and I do see Chase Murphy trotting out on the field.
Yeah, my guess is they're going to want to make this 10-0, at least make Minton pay something for their mistake.
So the first play of the second quarter upcoming here, the ball will be on the right hash. We'll call it a 27-yard field goal attempt. Good snap, the hold's down, the kick is away, and it sails through the uprights. And it took 3 seconds to get that done. Your score, Kearney Catholic 10 and Minden nothing. Let's take a look at some other scores from the Valentino's Hotline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Stop by and see them in Kearney. Kearney 21, Lincoln High nothing in the first quarter. Senior High 14 at Grand Island, leading Fremont 14-0. Lexington leading Sydney 14-6 in the third quarter. Scotts Bluff on the board first, leading Northwest 6-0. Aurora 7, Crete nothing. Adams Central 19, Central City nothing in the first. Grand Island Central Catholic 10-0 over Gibbon in the first quarter of play. Southern Valley leading Wood River 6-0. St. Cecilia and Sutton scoreless so far in the first quarter. And wow, Shelton 32, Amherst nothing as they end the first quarter.
Yeah, that's tough. Coach Gibbons knew it was going to be. He's got his hands full for the next 2 weeks. He's having a heck of a season. You know, and he's got a lot of young guys. He's going to be good here for a while. But Shelton and Kennesaw, the two he plays this week and next week, both really good teams.
Now 10-0, Kearney Catholic. Both teams had the ball first and goal inside the 10-yard line, and Minden got nothing, and the Stars got three.
Yeah, there's been two turnovers in this game, both by Minden, and it's the 10 points on the board by Kearney Catholic if they've capitalized on both turnovers so far. When Minden's needed to bow their neck, they have. They just need to get something going offensively here. It's going to be hard to see them really drive the field the way they've looked so far, Doug. They're going to need to get the ball deep in Kearney Catholic's territory again on some sort of a shock play, turnover, something like that, I think.
And Chase Murphy to boot it away. This has a little more leg in it. Drives Minden back to the 6-yard line, but we've got penalty flags, and somebody that was offsides got up the field a little too quickly for Kearney Catholic. In the first penalty of the game, only one penalty on Minden.
Yeah, that's going to be offsides, I'm sure, on Kearney Catholic. You just don't see that called very often, Doug. Must have been pretty blatant.
So back him up 5 yards and kick it off from the 35-yard line. For a lot of years, that didn't make any difference to the Kearney Catholic kickers, but Chase Murphy, just a sophomore, by the time he's booting that his senior year, this won't be a problem for him, but doesn't quite have the leg yet on him to drive it through the end zone from about anywhere on the field. So Stars back it up, get ready to kick it again. And standing back deep, R.J. Watson and Ryan Cremosta to return it for Minden. And Murphy boots it away. This will be a much shorter kick. And trying to get it on the hop, they do at the 24-yard line. Watson, 30, little room to the outside. He returned it last time all the way to the 5-yard line, but this time they'll bring him down at the 39-yard line.
Alex Lowe brought him down.
And so first and 10 here for Minden.
Yeah, but it looked, if Alex Lowe was there, Doug, it looked like he was going to get that thing scooted out into the open field again. This is great field position for Minden now.
We get back into that double wing. On first down and 10, Quinn Rutt tosses it to him, trying to go left, nowhere to go, comes back up the middle, at least finds a way to get back to the line of scrimmage, sneak across the 40 to the 41-yard line.
Jeez, he's spinning and turning him. He did a heck of a job there, but he needs to get in that huddle and tell some of his buddies, hey, hit somebody in a green jersey, because there was a whole bunch of those guys just standing there while he was getting pinballed.
Second down, 8 yards to go. 10-0, Kearney Catholic, first minute of the second quarter here on KKAPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Axtell. Rutt is your right wing. Gibbons is your fullback. And they'll hand it to Cremosa, who is the left wing, coming around the right side. Penalty flag as he turns across the 45 up to the 48-yard line. And that's always going to be a hold.
Yeah.
You see a lot. You can see a lot of holds when you run this offense because they're always looking for it as you turn the corner.
So I was just going to say, it's always going to happen while you're trying to set the edge.
That'll be the second penalty of the ball game against Minden. Back him up 10 yards, and it'll bring up second down and 18. because they did bring it up to about the 48-yard line, so it would have been third and very short. Stars will definitely accept the penalty.
You know, Doug, when we saw Midland 2 weeks ago, we saw them very successfully against Sandy Creek getting their 2- and 3-wide and 4-wide sets and throw the ball a pretty fair amount down the field. Would be interesting to see them get into some of those sets tonight. I know they may be somewhat afraid of the defensive line putting pressure on them from Kearney Catholic, but they did do that against Sandy Creek with some success.
So it'll be second down, all the way back at the 30-yard line. So it's about 19 after the penalty. Quinn Rutt takes it up the left side, hits the line of scrimmage, spins to the 31. He's going to get a couple, and that'll bring up third and very long.
Yeah, it's just the same thing. And now you put yourself in third and what I call third and predictable. You know, they're going to anticipate any type of draw screen, and they're going to anticipate anything down the field. Those are the two layers of the defense. So it gets really tough. Now you decide to spread it out and get in a 2-by-2 mirror look on third and forever.
Third down and 17 here for Minden. Out of the shotgun, looks right, fires left, into the hands of his wide receiver, Lemke, who does get a little yardage, but not near enough. The first down really gets back to the original line of scrimmage, which is the 39-yard line. That'll be fourth and 10.
Yeah, love the design of the play there. It's just when you have to call that in that situation, it's very tough. They may be going. Nope, they are going to punt there.
Two early interceptions by Minden have led to the 10 points for Catholic, although one was a 73-yard drive. And the boot is away. Good high spiraling kick, but nobody's back there to tackle. So the ball's taken at the 25-30, 35-40, up the middle of the football field to the 50 into Minden territory is going to be Brett James, and it'll be down at the 40-yard line.
That's the trouble, Doug. When you kick the ball straight down the middle of the field and you kick it very, very high or on a line like he did, Brett James had the wheels lit up. He was 10 yards down the field before anybody ever come near him, and he took the ball back to the original line of scrimmage where it got punted from, so it's a net of zero.
They'll bring him down to short of that 43-yard line, they'll say his knee hit, but yeah, 38-yard punt and a 35-yard return. Kearney Catholic's in business again, so we've seen some big special teams plays already. Clinch out of the shotgun with trips to the right side, throws it in the backfield here to Conley, and he slips it and goes down. Again, I talk about this every year. The sun goes down, it cools down, you get that dewy feeling on the football field, and you can see that's already happened a couple of times tonight to each team.
Yeah, there's been a little footing loss for both squads down there, guys trying to make big, quick cuts.
Just 1 yard on the play. It'll be second down at 9, Kearney Catholic, 9-10 to go here in the first half. Stars 10, Minden nothing. Split out wide to the right side is going to be Brian Hoosman. Out of the shotgun, clinch, going to take it straight ahead. Almost looked like a busted play over the 40 and down to the 37-yard line. He makes a lot of nothing right there.
Yeah, again, and you see the Minden at times, they're pretty well just in an even front pretty well all night. Every now and then they're getting in that 3-5, and it's confusing Kearney Catholic. You're seeing Kearney Catholic turn to the sidelines. The offensive lineman kind of asking where to be, what to do, what the assignment is outside of just a straight zone, and you're seeing that there again.
Third and 5, Stars at the Minden 37-yard line. Clinch all by himself in the backfield out of the shotgun. Trips to the right, twins to the left, short side. He wants to run again. He's got some pressure. He'll be hit and brought down at the 34-yard line. Short of the first down again, flushing him out of there is Alex Nielsen. Finishing off is Mitch Muller.
Doug, and I'm telling you, he got smacked by Brendan Sinsel, and he got whacked. They were holding him up. Sinsel came in and just ripped him.
I think they need to go get him.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the hit, and when he hit the ground, his arms kind of went limp, his head bobbed a little bit, and as you can see here, Doug, he doesn't look good.
Yeah, he's not right. I can't believe they're not getting him out of the football game. They're going to go for it on fourth and a long two here at the 35-yard line. Takes the snap, wants to throw, pressure from the backside. It's complete in the backfield. Not going to get the first down into the hands of Alex Lowe. And Minden able to take it, and hey, hit him again. And this time, Clinch isn't going to get up. And he shouldn't have been in there on the last pull.
They should have went and got him there. I think that's a deal where you got a little bit gunny. It was fourth down. You wanted to try to get the first down with your guy. He was clearly hurt. I think here they're looking at a knee or an ankle. But when they hit him there, his face drove into the ground there pretty hard. They hit him from the blind side. But there was no question on that play before. I mean, he got hit right in the face, and it knocked him goofy pretty good there, Doug.
So we'll have an injury timeout here on the field with 7:27 to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic 10 and Minden nothing. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Out of the injury timeout, Clinch does walk off the field, and Cremosta is going to get a 13-yard carry around the left side for the second first down here for the Minden Whippets. Takes it right to midfield. So both teams have had a chance to just yank the momentum out of this football game, Larry, and nobody really has.
No, if it was a tug-of-war match right now, the thing's dead even.
10-0, Kearney Catholic. Handoff straight up the middle and into Kearney Catholic territory at the 47-yard line. And Cremosta will pick up the yardage. Another one of the Kearney Catholic stars got rolled up. Might have got stepped on in there.
I tell you, Minden's starting to ratchet this up just a little bit, Doug.
Yeah, and now coming off the football field for Kearney Catholic, Dennis Cabanting. He gets stepped on in the middle of that pile. And he comes to the sideline, and there's nobody there looking at him. Which is unusual. They do that all the time here at Kearney Catholic. I'm just used to seeing three trainers run over there, two coaches and a trainer, and they're going to have to take a look and see what's wrong. Yeah. So Kearney Catholic, two plays here, a couple of kids banged up.
Yeah, that time, Doug, the trainer was overworking on Clinch.
Second down and 7, and they'll go on an end around here to Cremosta. Oh, and he is drilled as he tried to turn the corner. Alex Lowe, one of the best in the state, got through there.
Did a great job scraping across there. He wasn't going to let that thing get across the line of scrimmage.
Oh, it looked like there was a hole. You don't see somebody get hit from the side as hard as Alex Lowe just drilled Cremosta. And he showed some emotion after the tackle. 3rd and 6, Minden at the Kearney Catholic 46, 10-0 Stars. Split out wide to the left side. Will be Landon Lemke. 3 wideouts and a shotgun here for Lovin with 2 backs to protect him. Going one-on-one as far as he can for Carlson. It overshoots him. Would have been out of bounds anyway. Down at the Stars, 15-yard line. And that'll bring up 4th down. Lovin shows that he can throw the ball, Larry, but when he doesn't think he can hook up, he does a pretty good job of getting rid of it, too.
Yeah, because to try to get that completed, there needed to be some touch under it, and there was none. And my guess is there he might have just been throwing that away.
Well, wherever the safety was, he was not coming over to help
play
either. So that's got to be something that Minden looks at later on. He didn't have to throw it to the sideline. He could have thrown it to the seam or thrown a post there because they had the safety biting on the other side of the field. And ready to boot the ball away. High, hit over ram kick. Not a lot of distance. He doesn't want a lot of distance from the 46 inside the 20. And it's going to roll from Lemke to about the 12-yard line, we'll say. So a 34-yard punt.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic's going to be backed up with their back against it again. And they've done a nice job digging the ball out every time they've been here. We'll see how they do here and see how quarterback here can step up and play Abe Clinch. See how, his head got whacked on one play and his knee got whacked on another.
So the Stars start inside their 15-yard line once again tonight, up 10-0 with 5:46 to go here in the first half over Minden. Minden is starting to even this game out a little bit. Kearney Catholic's taking advantage of some turnovers. Want to throw deep over the middle of the football field, and it is broken up. Cole Gibbons knocking it away at the 35-yard line. Everybody went deep in that one, Larry.
Yeah, they had a four vertical called there. And had a couple guys actually behind their defender, but he just underthrew that a little bit and it was able to be broken up.
Trying to get Connor Streit down the middle of the football field. That's the first incompletion for Clinch. 4 for 5. The Lone Stars touchdown with a 54-yard touchdown pass. Beautiful throw to Blake Holtmeyer. Now checking out of the ball game for the Stars will be Brian Hoosman. Still four wideouts. Now make it 5. Empty backfield except for the shotgun quarterback. Clinch, some pressure. Wants to throw a deep sideline pattern and couldn't find the ball in the lights that time. And Blake Meyer. That was an okay pass. It hit inbounds. It hit about 5 yards off the sideline. Love it on him one-on-one, but Holtmeyer just couldn't locate it over the shoulder.
Yeah, Clinch does a nice job there. He reads the blitz coming. He knows he's got a vertical route called, nine route called on his far outside receiver to our near side, and he just threw the ball up to give him a chance to run under it, knowing he was going to have to get rid of it immediately.
Holtmeyer out, Hoosman in, 3rd and 10, Stars at their own 12. We haven't used Hoosman's name yet tonight. It's about time for him to make an appearance. Kearney Catholic trying to get set up here a little late to get everybody in position. They'll put Conley way out right in a stack position. He might have started a little quick, throw it underneath. It's complete, little shift to 10, 15, sideline 12. 25, 30, 35, 40. This could go all the way. Foot race to the end zone. Touchdown, Kearney Catholic. Alex Lease, 88 yards.
Doug Minden that time walked all the way down and went with a cover zero look. No safety, straight man across, bringing all the pressure. When that happens, that's a pass that it's a bubble to the line of scrimmage. But when you're in a cover zero look, you're locked down, man. Everybody's running with another receiver. So but by the time they got turned around, Reese was already down the field.
I have a feeling when Minden looks at this on film, though, they're going to be a little upset. So we'll see. I want to see that play again. I want to see that play one more time as Murphy gets ready for the extra point. The kick is a low-line driver, but it is good. 5:20 to go here in the first half. 17-0, Kearney Catholic leading Minden. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Miles Field, where Kearney Catholic has hit on two big touchdown passes, 54 yards to Holtmeyer, and now an 88-yarder, which was all run from Alex Lees. And it's 17-0 Stars leading Minden. They've been doing such a great job on defense with two plays, and they've been big plays.
Yeah, and there Minden just gambled a little bit and tried to bring the pressure and had the right call on Kearney Catholic did.
So Murphy ready to boot the ball again here for the Stars. And again, Kearney Catholic is flagged for being offsides. That's the second time tonight that the Stars have been flagged for offsides on the kickoff. So somebody has probably been doing the same thing all year long, and tonight one of the officials says that you're not supposed to do it that way.
Well, what's probably happened here, Doug, is the Minden side picked it up on film. And before the game, officials always come over and talk to you. What you do is you go over and say, hey, look, this, and this is what's happened. Check that, watch for it. You're going to see number 21, let's say, for instance, he's offside on every single kickoff. They start watching, sure as heck he is. So they'll start throwing that flag.
So the Stars will tee it up, and Murphy will have to boot it away once again here. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats, scores from around the area, and more. And Murphy kicks it different every time. This is a high, shorter kick, taking it at the 16-yard line, right up the middle of the 10. 15, right side. Kremosta slips as he comes across the 30 and will fall at the 33-yard line. First down and 10 minutes.
Feet came right out from under him as he went to make the big cut. I don't think it was going to matter, but we'll see now if they can get something going, Doug. It'd be interesting to see them getting their spread set and try some of that. They may be afraid of it with the interceptions they've had. But they ran the ball out of it really well 2 weeks ago as well.
Kearney High all over Lincoln High on Hall of Fame night. It's 28-0 in the second quarter. Grand Island 14, Fremont 7 in the second quarter. Northwest takes a 7-6 lead over Scotts Bluff. Here it's 17-0 Stars. Quinn Rutt from the right to the left finds a little seam, gets close to the 40, brought down at the 39-yard line, a gain of 5.
Again, nice little run. Quinn gets in there and chaps his feet and ducks and jives and just waits for the cutback lane.
Well, and one thing, too, can't say that each team's had two big plays because the picks are big plays, obviously, for Kearney Catholic. But two plays that they haven't been able to cash in. The first run of the night, Quinn Rutt, 36 yards. Then they throw an interception. Then a kickoff return down to the six, and they come up with no points. Now Rutt tries to go to the left, and he is nailed in the backfield. He'll lose a yard on the play. Stars coming through and blowing the play up. That tackle is going to be low and Richter.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic's defensive line, when they can get a body on a body, I'm telling you, it's tough to stop low from just coming downhill like an avalanche.
Lexington 21, Sydney 6 in the fourth. Northwest leading number one in some people's opinion. Scotts Bluff 7-6 in the second. Seward leading Holdridge 14-0 in the fourth. Aurora on Crete 14-0 in the second. Third down and 5 here for the Whippets. Fake the handoff, want to throw the pop pass to the tight end. They do, it's complete, and it's short of the first down as the tackle is made by John Blake. It'll be fourth down and about a yard.
He turned around a yard too soon, Doug. He was wide open. They were going to complete it regardless of how deep he went, but he's...
They're going to bring the chains out here, Larry.
He's short.
Might have got an okay spot on this, but we'll find out. It'll be hard to go for it fourth down at your own 43 if they do go for it. Probably be a punting situation. Stretch the chains.
Nope.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Here's the only thing I'll say.
The football and have them remeasure.
Here's what I'll say, Doug. Their offense is set up for 4th and 6 inches. I mean, that's the offense they run.
17-0, I think you go for it here. I think you at least try to draw Kearney Catholic offside. You don't see Lovin really go with the quarterback sneak very often, but when we've seen them, they haven't had to do that. So they're going to line up to go for it. No wideouts. 4th and 1 inch. Lovin gets set. The linemen get down. And it will be a quarterback sneak, and it will be a first down. Lovin went straight ahead. They try to shove the pile back, but it will be a first down. Shot in and mark him at the 44-yard line. Only needed an inch. He got the yard, and that'll be Levin's first carry of the night. First down here for Minden. They have two timeouts remaining. 3:37 to go in the half. Kearney Catholic leading it 17-0. And they have shied away from doing much with the deep ball. There has been two interceptions in this game. Kearney Catholic has yet to turn it over.
Yeah, Minden's played pretty well here, Doug. They are down 17-0, but they've played pretty well.
First down and 10, Kremosta in motion. Fake the handoff, roll to his right, dump out the pass, and it's overthrown. Well covered by Kearney Catholic, trying to get it out to Quinn Rutt. On the backside was Brian Hoosman, who led the state in interceptions last year. And underneath was Jack Graham, who already has an interception to the ball game tonight. Graham had the second, Holtmeyer had the first.
Yeah, Minden ran a little two-level scheme there, and Hoosman was looking to add to the total. He was the middle defender, and he made it look pretty good there.
17-0. Already converting a fourth down, second down and 10. And they'll toss to the left side. Kremosta trying to go wide for a very rare time. He gets a yard, and Kearney Catholic is there to drive him backwards. Gets up to the 46. It'll be 3rd and 9.
Yeah, John Blake there does a great job getting in there and blowing that blocking scheme to smithereens. They just ran a toss there, and Blake got out there and blasted the lead blocker and allowed the other star defenders to make the tackle. it's not always the guy that makes the tackle, Doug. There, Blake did a great job to allow his buddies to swarm to the ball.
So another third down. May have to throw this deep. Now they're going to try and set up a screen over the middle of the rut, and then he runs right into a Kearney Catholic defender. They're actually going to lose yards on that.
Isaac Richter and David Squires there played that beautifully. It was a screen. They took one step upfield, read it immediately, and started backpedaling right into it.
Yeah, Jonas Lovin, that's what he wanted to do the whole time and did not realize that when they came in, somebody else might be open. But if you call a screen, it's kind of hard to throw it to anybody else on the field because you're getting ready to block and you get illegal men downfield, and it's a disaster.
Yes.
Screens are great when they work. And time to punt the ball away on 4th and 11. Third punt here for Minden. From their own 44, they're going to kick it out of bounds on the Minden sideline, and it's going to be right around the 30. They'll mark it at the 29-yard line, so just a 27-yard punt that time. But again, no return, and Kearney Catholic will have the ball.
And I think that's a big thing when you say no return, Doug. Kearney Catholic's return men, their punt return team is extremely dangerous. And, you know, Kearney Catholic's one of those teams that views special teams as an opportunity to score. You know, a lot of teams use it as an opportunity to get the ball back. Kearney Catholic uses it as a scoring play. So in that situation, taking that play away from them will bode Minden well.
17-0 Stars, 2:07 to go in the half. And it is homecoming here for Kearney Catholic. They've struck on two plays, 54 and 88-yard touchdown passes. Clinch to throw again. High fade, a little underthrown, and Holtmeyer still almost got to it. I thought that was going to be Jacob Choquette to run underneath it and maybe pick it up with the ball, sailed right over him, and Holtmeyer couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, Choquette looked at the ball and kind of pulled up a little bit. I think he was surprised that they had such good positioning on it. If he keeps running under that, I think he does pick it off, Doug.
And there's some things here that you'll see on film. Minden will see, Kearney Catholic will see, that are detectable from our eyes, so you know the coaches will see it when they look at the film tomorrow.
Yeah, no question.
And Kearney Catholic's going to call timeout here. A little confusion about personnel. 2:02 to go in the first half of play, and your score is Kearney Catholic 17 and Minden nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Pando.
P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko.
It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Oh, believe me, it is. It's Japanese lead the world in breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp. Hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch. You'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
Hey, Catholic, run the timeout. They've got two remaining. Second and 10 at their own 29-yard line. And they're going to send low in motion and back to pass. Here's that screen that they scored on earlier, only they're going to throw it underneath. And Holtmeyer tried to go low to pick that up. Couldn't hold on to it. Even if he did, his knee would have been on the ground. They'd have lost yardage.
Yeah, it was a good thing he dropped it there. He went to his knees to catch it. He lost 5 yards there.
I want to thank our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, also Merritt Lawson from Platte River Prep, spilling us in on the high school scoreboard. Alex Lease comes back in. We'll give you scores at the half, a minute 58. And the clock is stopped for some reason. Why? Because it was an incomplete pass, Larry. I was testing you there. Third and 10 at the 29, and now we've got a whistle, and Kearney Catholic is going to have to call a timeout. So some things here, Larry, that are confusing the Stars. You hope not to see, obviously, this point of the football season, but you're only halfway home, and for Kearney Catholic, they're hoping it's only about a third of the way home.
Yeah, that's exactly right as far as the number of games goes. But the interesting thing here is Minden's not done a lot of things that are really outside the box. So, you know, Kearney's offensive line being a little confused. They've kind of had some difficulty with their personnel groupings. A little bit puzzling in that Minden's not really doing anything out of the ordinary.
Well, and it's tough to say that they should be, too, Larry, because this would probably be a 3-0 football game. Those two interceptions and two big plays, that 88-yarder is just a backbreaker. You've got a 3rd and 10. You've stopped Kearney Catholic already once inside the 10. They're 3rd and 10 then at their own 12, and they just throw a little pass down the line of scrimmage, a little wide receiver, and Lease sprints down the sideline, gets a good block from Conley, goes 88 yards to make it 17-0. Otherwise, you're going to take over the ball most likely in Kearney Catholic territory, and you've popped a couple of big plays, but you just haven't been able to cross the goal line. So you've erased a couple of mistakes. Otherwise, this is a 7-0 football game.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. I really think Vinden's played pretty well.
And a 3rd and 10 again here for Kearney Catholic. Here comes the blitz. And Clinch from the backside is hit and drops. And back there is going to be Landon Lemke among the defenders. Quinn Rutt is also back there. And I'll tell you what, we have called his name yet again, and that is Alex Nielsen. He comes from the backside about every time.
Yeah, and the thing is, Doug, is in that 3-5 defense, that little 3-5 convertible, it can be tough on the offensive line on who to pick up in blitz on any of your blitz stuff. So they've definitely hurt them with that.
Second sack, and Minden needs a good return here. Give themselves a chance before halftime. Here comes some pressure. Connor Strike, a short kick that will not be returnable. It doesn't even make it to midfield. It's going to be out of bounds at the Minden sideline at the Kearney Catholic 46. That's only a 24-yard punt that time for Connor Stride, who's been averaging right around 34, 35 yards. And now Minden, two timeouts at the 46 and 15.
A chance to get two possessions back-to-back here, Doug, because they're going to get the ball to start the third quarter.
Need to find a way to threaten here. You obviously don't want to make the mistake with the pick or the turnover, but they are going to spread the field here. When they do that, it's about the same look every time. Three wideouts. This time they'll stack two to the left and right and leave a man in the backfield to block for Jonas Lovin. Three-step drop. Pump fake now throws on the seam. Brought double coverage, and it's picked off. What an interception. Brian Hoosman does it again. Hands of Velcro at the 11-yard line.
Doug, absolutely great play. That's why he's been a state leader in interceptions. High points the ball, plays it wonderfully. I thought, as I watched that go, that we were maybe going to see 7 points for Minden there. He does a great job undercutting that ball, and you said it. He's got to stick them all over his hands because he made a great catch there. He didn't basket that. That was out from his body.
And Jonas Lovin looked right, then he threw the seam route, and it was double covered. But that was such a beautiful, beautiful pass. It was just a, again, I'd take that more times that it's going to be completed to your guy than the other guy. They're going to throw that pass against some other teams in the second half of the year. It's going to be complete. Brian Hoosman just made an outstanding play. See if the Stars do anything here now at their own 10 with a minute to go, but hand it off. And they do hand it off up the middle. And the ball's fumbled. It's loose on the ground, and Minden's got it. The ball stripped at the 25. Minden covers it at the 27-yard line. Fighting for extra yardage was Alex Lowe. And I'm trying to pick up who covered it. Landon Lemke gets the fumble recovery.
Yeah, Doug, he was just fighting for extra yards there. And went down. You've got, right now, you've got Cole Gibbons from Minden, who's down on the field on about the 10-yard line. That's why I didn't see you pick the fumble up. I saw the player go down, and the trainers are tending to him now.
So Minden will get the ball at the Kearney Catholic 26-yard line. And you're right, Lowe, who has seen sparing time at the running back, usually when the game's no longer in doubt in the second half, but they bring him in. I don't think there's anything wrong with Conley. But the ball is, he's just yanking people with him. They're punching at the ball. And they tell us Landon Lemke covered it at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, now Minden's right back in business. That only cost them a few seconds.
But they've got to be scared to death to throw the ball
now.
You're at the 26. You couldn't get in from the 6 earlier in the half.
Every time they've dropped back into a shark-filled moat with sharks and alligators. But I'll just tell you, Doug, you're not going to win giving it to your fullback tonight. You've got to just step back, grit your teeth, and go, you know what, he's going to either pick me 5 times or we're going to win.
Gimmicks aren't great, but maybe you have somebody else throw the ball so they'll commit on that run. But when you spread the field, it's hard to bite on that. Lovin rolls left, pressure from the backside, throws it over the middle, and simultaneous contact, the ball knocked away. from Landon Lemke, and there's Blake Holtmeyer again to knock it away.
And he almost picked it, Doug. The stars are waiting on this thing, and they're playing the ball hard. They're going to get, I don't know which Carnegie Catholic football player.
Alex Fleece is the last one coming out of there. It's going to be roughing the passer on the Stars, a 15-yard penalty. Well, it's going to be half the distance. It'll be a 13-yard penalty. A first down takes it to the 13-yard line. First and 10 minute at the Stars 13. 55 seconds to go in the half. Kearney Catholic 17-0. But the way this game is played out, it sure doesn't feel like it's a big blowout by the Stars. It was 17-0 at half last week against Central City, and they won 48-0.
Yeah, but Minden's played well here. I think most people thought Kearney Catholic would pull away, and Minden's played them tough.
Out of the shotgun, Lovin, rolling left, pressure from the backside again, going to have to throw that one away, and does. There really wasn't anyone in the area either.
Nowhere close.
Looking around to see if that could have been grounding, but I guess eventually it was thrown out to the flat, and he was out of the tackle box too, although in high school ball they don't really pay a whole lot of attention to that. It'll be second down.
Yeah. Coach Colling was asking, but nobody gave him any real definitive answer.
Quinn Rutt in the backfield trying to block. Send him to the left, throw it across the middle of the field to Cremosa. It's complete, short of the first down to about the 9-yard line. See if Minden uses the timeout here. It'll be third down and about 6 to go. Just a 4-yard gain, and now some time runs off the clock, but Minden does call their second timeout.
Yeah, and Doug, if you can get this thing in, if you're Minden, you know, it makes it 17-7, you crawl back in it, but you're going to get the ball to start the second half, you know, where you can put a drive together and all of a sudden make the 3-point game. This is really big for both sides here.
We'll take the timeout. Be back with the final 34 seconds of the half right after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
And welcome back to Miles Field here at Kearney Catholic. Homecoming. Minden trying to get something going here, though. Third and 6, the Kearney Catholic 9-yard line. Trailing 17-0 to the Stars. They've got one timeout remaining. So key thing here is you can get the first down without scoring. So it's safe to throw it to about the 5. They'll spread the field, 5 wideouts. Lovin out of the shotgun. Started to run, now stops, throws it, and it is complete at the 3. Holtmeyer might have even had some interference there, and might have got his wide receiver, Quinn Rutt, on the knees. A little slow in getting up. They'll stop the clock with 22 seconds.
They faked the draw there, sprint draw. There, Drew, both inside linebackers flew to the draw, and that left the hooks open.
Clock's running, and now Minden calls timeout. Sam Dunn not happy. They were nowhere near lining up to run a play, and that would have been mark the ball, run the clock. I think they thought there was an injury timeout out there, and there wasn't. And now Minden has had to burn their final timeout. And they have said it is fourth down, it looks like. He wanted a measurement. I would think he'd get one, too.
Well, I would think so. They're showing it's about a half a yard short. Boy, he was upset.
Well, the ball was on the 13, and take or give the half yard, and it's now right on the extra point conversion line. And so it's fourth down, and now you don't have a timeout, so you can't really – I mean, you can run the ball. They have to stop it. Oh, boy, if they measure now they are going to break in the chains. Sam Dunn's going to want his timeout back. And we'll see what happens when they pull the chains out here. So some oddities here tonight in the first half of our Kearney Catholic Minden football game on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. And see, there's where Sam's just going to go, what are you kidding? It's like an inch. They converted that with a quarterback sneak earlier in this quarter, And I mean, it wasn't two hands put together by the referee. It was his two fingers showing it's an inch. So they had to burn a timeout when they shouldn't have had to burn a timeout. So let's see if Minden can get in there. They were stopped inside the five of the first quarter. Fourth and an inch at the three. They spread the field, looking for the touchdown, not the first down. Lovin rolls to his right, still rolling, nowhere to throw it, throws it up for grabs. It is tipped and incomplete.
Oh, Minden has been so close, Doug. I mean, two trips inside the five, no points tonight.
And Sam Dunn still working the linesman over here, and he has absolutely every right to do so.
Yeah, no question.
They tried to get it over here in the flat to R.J. Watson. It was broken up by Brett James.
I mean, he thinks he's got an injured player. I mean, he's asking for a measurement, and the whole time the clock just keeps running. That clock never should have been running there. Unbelievable, Doug.
Well, Kearney Catholic at the three. All they have to do is kneel on it, and we go to halftime here. And they will line up like they are going to kneel on it. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. That's exactly what they do. And the time will run out. In a game that looks like it should be a one-possession game, it's not. It's Kearney Catholic 17, Minden nothing at half. For the second consecutive week, they have that lead here on homecoming at Miles Field. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So stay with us on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We will take a break. Be back with more after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Miles Field. As always, thank you to many fine sponsors and to athletic director Rick Petrie of the game here at Kearney Catholic High School. As always, for their hospitality, it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. It is 17-0, Kearney Catholic leading Minden. And let's give you the... We should have an update on some scores here in just a little bit from our Platte River Preps scoreboard, and we will get to some of those here, so stay with us, including Shelton all over Amherst, 38-0 as they approach halftime. Doug Goodell, Larry Baker with you. We've got volleyball next week, Tuesday and Thursday. It'll be Tuesday night, Wood River and Shelton traveling up to Ravenna. Thursday, we'll see some Fort Kearney Conference volleyball from Axtell with Pleasanton and Amherst, and then more football next Friday, including Kearney Catholic taking on Cozad. And I guess the one thing we're just starting to see is that Kearney Catholic is getting tested by the more physical football teams. Now, on opening night, taking on Ord, they were the most physical team that they had seen the first 3 weeks. End up 20-0, but there was a lot of first night things that probably just didn't go the way for Kearney Catholic offensively. Their defense shut completely down in that football game. Then last week, a little push from Central City in the first half of that football game. And here tonight, Minden changing some things up schematically that, as you said, Larry, made the Kearney Catholic kids kind of looking to the bench, trying to explain what they're doing. We need to do this or switch up. What do you want us to do? You're going to get physical Cozad. You're going to get physical Gothenburg before this season ends.
Yeah, one of the things you're seeing tonight, Doug, is as we go here, is Kearney Catholic's legs are a little bit heavy. They're stuck in the mud a little bit. But every time they need something, or every time their backs have been against the wall here a little bit, Lowe, Huseman, some of these guys, their big-time guys from last year, have stepped up and made a big play, a difference-making play. And when you're a team that had the success they had last year, coming back at times, because you're going to replace some players, at times you're going to lean on those guys that have that type of experience. tonight's been one of those nights. It all hasn't been clicking for them, but their big guns stepped up for them when they've needed them to.
Well, let's take a look at some of the halftime scores and late second quarter scores, updates that we have for you. And our scores is always brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the score just as Valentino's delivers to your door, delivering pizza and pasta to the Kearney area. Down the road at Foster Field, it's all Kearney High leading Lincoln High at the half by a score of 35-0. Grand Island leading Fremont at the half 14-7. A final, Lexington defeating Sydney 24-6. In the fourth quarter, Seward 14, Holdridge nothing. Scotts Bluff 9, Grand Island Northwest 7 at the half. Larry, you get that big road trip. You come out to Aurora and you win the football game. And then you take the Grand Island Northwest team out in the panhandle and you're going, all right, we can finally breathe. And Northwest, because you've got Coach Stein, who's familiar with what those guys do in the western part of the state, coming out of Gordon Rushville, even if he didn't necessarily play Scotts Bluff, he knows what they do out in that part of the state. And they've got them on the ropes here a little bit, 9-7 Scotts Bluff at the half.
Yeah, and Grand Island Northwest is putting together a heck of a year, Doug. When you look at where they are statistically, they're up towards the top of Class B offensively and defensively and with points scored. Not a huge surprise that they're playing well, but a lot of people started to believe that maybe the best team in B by a little ways was Scotts Bluff. So they're definitely playing with a big team tonight.
Aurora bouncing back so far tonight. They lead Crete at the half 20-7. Adams Central blowing out Central City at halftime 40-0. Late second quarter, Grand Island Central Catholic 12, Gibbon nothing. Halftime, Cozad 14, Gothenburg nothing. Broken Bow leading St. Paul 12-0 at the half. Donovan Trumbull over Superior 41-0 late second quarter. Southern Valley 26, Wood River 7 late second quarter. Sutton 14, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing. That is at halftime. Sutton undefeated, trying to hand St. Cecilia their second loss of the season. Shelton all over the young Amherst squad, 52-6 as they reach half. Giltner, 28-0 lead early on Fulton. Also, Lawrence Nelson, 16-0 over Axtell in the second quarter. If you have a score from a ball game that we didn't announce, we'd love to get an update. All you have to do is text it to our Valentino's hotline, 308-646-0506. 308-646-0506, and simply say, Bertrand 7, Luma 0, end of the first, and we'll pass it along. Now, earlier today, it was not that close. Bertrand took care of Loomis in pretty easy fashion to pick up an afternoon win today. Here at halftime, it's Kearney Catholic 17 and Minden nothing, and we'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, back with you for Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Your score is Kearney Catholic 17 and Minden nothing at the half. The Stars scoring on two big plays, a 54-yard touchdown pass from Abe Clinch to Blake Holtmeyer, and then an 88-yard touchdown pass from Clinch to Lease. And he just threw it down the line of scrimmage. Lease did the rest, running down the Minden sideline on a 3rd and 10, 88 yards for the score. Chase Murphy added a 27-yard field goal on the first play of the second quarter. And that is how it is 17-0 here at Miles Field. As we've already told you about the volleyball and some of the football for next week, let's remind you that tomorrow you can hear Nebraska football against the fine folks from Wisconsin. Kickoff at 7 o'clock, pregame at 2 o'clock. So if you're driving down tomorrow afternoon to Lincoln, be sure to check out the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also tomorrow, Hastings College is home. A battle of 3-0 teams as they take on 22nd-ranked Dakota Wesleyan at 1 o'clock. That game is on 12:30 KHAS. And for UNK, they try to avoid the first 5 start in school history at Lindenwood, and they are banged up. Word is Tommy Flanagan will not be able to go in the ball game tomorrow. O'Neill Chambers injured. Of course, the top 3 quarterbacks are out. So the defense is going to have to get the job done. Matt Barry is going to have to hang on to the football in his second start as quarterback after moving over the H-back. The kickoff is at 1:30. UNK volleyball is going on tonight and tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center. We'll try and pick up that final score for Loper volleyball for you here in just a moment. But they took on Emporia State tonight, and then undefeated and third-ranked Washburn coming up tomorrow afternoon at the Health and Sports Center. So if you can squeeze some volleyball in, a chance to do it. And don't forget, there's also football going on tonight, the soccer style of football, and that is going on this evening after Kearney High football, approximately 10 o'clock. But if they get that running clock from the Kearney High game, they're up 35-0, then they may be able to get that started a little bit sooner. But a rare novelty game tonight for the UNK soccer team, and then they play again on Sunday. So that's what's going on around the area. And for the UNK volleyball team, they had to go 5 sets tonight, but they win it 27-29, 25-12, 23-25, 26-24, and then 15-4 in the 5th set to remain undefeated. Ariel Krolikowski, 18 kills. Katie Tokolowski, the Kearney Catholic graduate, 15 kills. Ellie Pesavento had 13. Paige Vanderpool had 18 kills for Emporia State. But the Lopers pushed tonight, win in 5 sets. Now, just to kind of put things in perspective, Emporia went 5 sets with Washburn last week as well. We will take a break and be back in just a moment. Also, want to let you know what's going on ESPN this weekend. A college football doubleheader tomorrow starts at 2:30 with Ohio State, Michigan State, followed by Texas and Oklahoma State at 6:30. Sunday, a tripleheader of football begins with the Panthers taking on the Falcons, followed by the Saints and Green Bay Packers. And Sunday night football has the Giants taking on the Eagles. Monday, the Bears and Cowboys, all on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney Catholic 17, Minden nothing. We'll look at the first half stats right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to high school football. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report statistics. And we will start with the numbers that we have for the Minden Whippets. I've got Ryan Cremosta, 7 carries, 21 yards. Minden Simple, 1 carry, 1 yard. Quinn Rutt, 5 carries, 46 yards. And Jonas Lovin, 1 carry for 1 yard. 14 rushing attempts, 66 yards for Minden. Through the air, Lovin is 6 of 13, 3 interceptions for just 26 yards. So 26 through the air, 66 on the ground, 27 offensive plays for 92 yards, 5 first downs for Minden in the first half. They punted it 3 times for an average of about 33 yards a punt, 2 penalties for 15 yards, but the 3 big turnovers in this football game have slowed them down. We will take a look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this timeout.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Letter to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another 3. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic Marching Band. This is their busy time of the season, of course, with homecoming and the parade last week at UNK, Harvest of Harmony coming up next week, and tonight homecoming for Kearney Catholic. Let's take a look at the first half stats now for the Stars. They started off by just giving it to Thomas Conley, and then we didn't see much of him in the second quarter. He didn't carry the ball at all in the second quarter of play. 10 carries, 27 yards. Alex Lowe, one carry, he fumbled that and lost the fumble. The only turnover, it went for 15 yards, and Abe Clinch, nine carries for 18 yards, 20 rushing attempts, 65 yards for Kearney Catholic. Clinch was hot early, four of his first four, but then just one of his last six. But the one was an 88-yard touchdown pass. So 5 of 10, no interceptions, two touchdowns, and 149 yards through the air. 142 of that was on two pass plays. So 149 through the air and 65 on the ground. 30 plays resulting in 214 yards of offense, five first downs, according to my numbers here for Kearney Catholic. That probably should be six first downs. And the punting, they punted three times for an average of 32 yards, one fumble, three penalties for 23 yards, but two of those penalties were offsides called on their kickoffs. So Kearney Catholic and Minden have stayed pretty clean in that department as well. But at the half, it's Kearney Catholic 17 and Minden nothing. The Stars stopping Minden three and out to start this football game. And then Blake Holtmeyer picked off a Minden pass after they had good field position and a 36-yard run by Quinn Rudd on the first play from the offensive side of the ball for Minden. But an interception from Blake Holtmeyer with the interception at the Kearney Catholic 27. Then he hauled in the 54-yard touchdown pass, four-play, 73-yard drive, 7:19 to go in the first quarter, 7-0, Chase Murphy. Then Minden returns the kickoff with Watson all the way to the Kearney Catholic 6 and could not get in. Stopped on fourth down. Jack Graham then intercepts the pass, returns it to the Minden 5 the next time that Minden got it. And they had to settle for a 27-yard field goal as the second quarter got underway, making it 10-0. And then Kearney Catholic on 3rd and 10 at their own 12. A little wide receiver screen that went for 88 yards. And Alex leads the touchdown to make it 17-0 with 5:20 to go in the first half of play. Then the teams continue to exchange turnovers. Brian Hoosman got the third pick for Kearney Catholic. Landon Lemke then on the very next play recovered a fumble. But Minden was stopped at the 3-yard line with 9 seconds to go. Minden's been inside the 5 twice tonight. Has 0 points to show for it, Larry.
I think that's the thing, Doug, when you really look at it. Minden's played well and their back's been against the wall. They've done well on defense and so on, but on offense, I mean, really, you know, you talk about it, 14 points. You know, this thing could be 14-17, 14-14, to be quite honest with you, really easy. You know, Minden just doesn't have a lot to show for how well they've played.
Well, Minden's going to get a chance to get the ball to start the second half, but they have done a little bit better when it's a short field. Haven't done so well when they have to start back inside their 30. We'll see how it all breaks down. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 17-0, Kearney Catholic leading Minden at the half, and we'll be back with more after this timeout.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips.
Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
We're ready for second half football on KPRFM, Kearney, Minden, and Keene, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker, our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, who was the homecoming queen at Keene, joining us here on this Friday night. We're also with you on PlatteRiverPreps.com as Kearney Catholic gets ready to boot it away. And Abe Clinch out here warming up. Looks like he's shaking out some of the cobwebs, Larry, but that could be a concern. And as you were saying during the break, Thomas Conley may just have to get the ball quite a bit here in the second half. But first, it's up to Minden.
Yeah, Minden's going to get the ball and see if they can't make something happen right away with the adjustments that were made at halftime.
They've set up a little different for kick return. Only Cremosta deep, and then they put two wings on his side about 5 yards in front. And this ball's floated back and taken by Carlson at about the 15-yard line right side. And he has hit the balls loose in the backfield, but they do cover it. And they will cover his own fumble. Carlson getting drilled into Carlson was Bryce Bergman, one of the Kearney Catholic guys. I don't know if they thought he had the ball because it looked like they didn't just, you know, block him. It looked like they tackled him and tackled him into Carlson. The ball fell. He jumped on top of it, but Minden does cover it, and they'll start at their own 25-yard line.
Yeah, they were. That ball really jumped out of his arms.
So first down and 10 out of that double wing that they have run most of the night. And in motion this time will be Cremosta. Finds a seam on the right side and comes up to about the 28-yard line. A little 3-yard gain. They try to get 3 yards, 4 and 3.5, so that you can keep moving the sticks until you can bust a big one.
And if you're Minden, that's perfect. That's what you want. You want to duplicate that a whole bunch of times here. The clock continues to move, and that's your offense right there.
Well, I'm looking. I don't see the flag moving, but I sure feel a big gust of wind picked up here. As Cremosta, 24 yards, is all in the ball game. They go to Rutt. He gets bounced outside, looking to change direction. All he's doing is losing yardage, and he's going to be dropped back at the 26-yard line.
What you want to do there, Doug, that's the same thing they've done all night where they've kind of just kept their back, shuffling his feet, looking for a lane. But there he was trying to buy real estate by going backwards. You don't want to do that. You want to roll that power play out and look for open ground. That's fine, but you can't go backwards.
So they'll lose the three that they just made. That'll bring up third down and 10. Opening minute and 20 seconds of the second half. Double wing on third and long and rolls to his right. Cremosta's out there to block. Nobody to throw it to. Stringing it out, throws it underneath. There's just nobody there. Incomplete at the first down marker. And, boy, Kearney Catholic is getting so much pressure on with the four or five guys they're sending because, oh, are there two guys, three guys in the route, six defenders, five defenders? So nickel is almost a dime situation there for Kearney Catholic. Lovin didn't have a chance.
Yeah, that's just it, Doug. When you throw from that formation, you're only running like a two-receiver scheme, a two-level scheme, and all those DBs are just backpedaling with your guys. It's awful tough to make money doing it.
So fourth down and 10, Lemke to punt it away for the fourth time tonight, and it's a low-end number end kick that James is trying to track down. He'll pick it up as it dies at the 35, left side 40, does some dance at 45, has room, 50, into Minden territory at the 47-yard line.
Boy, I'm telling you, Doug, This punt return team by Kearney Catholic, they are dangerous.
So about a 35-yard punt and a 14-yard return sets Kearney Catholic up first and 10 at the 46-yard line for their first possession. And, boy, when you can get your first possession of the half and the other team sat that means something's not going right for somebody in special teams.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Doug, it looks like we also have Blue Hill, Ravenna playing. Blue Hill is on top 20-0 at the half.
Blue Hill with the lead, 20-0 at the half. 10:23 to go, third quarter here. Kearney Catholic 17, Minden nothing. Stars at the 46 of the Whippets. Out of the shotgun, runner run option to the right side. Pitch comes out to Conley, gets to the corner, and he's going to be wrapped up in the open field at the 42-yard line by Isaac Carlson.
There it is, Doug. You see that Conley lowers his shoulder, lowers his head, runs behind his pads, delivers the blow. five, 6 yards, clock's running. If you're Kearney Catholic, you just need to cinch the saddle up on him and say, son, you're going to get it 25 times in the half, and we're going to leave here.
Unless you bust a three of them for big plays.
That's right.
You're going to give them five on the play. It'll be second down, maybe six. Second and four, they'll run off to the left side. And this time, keeping it will be Clinch, and he'll be drugged down from behind by Harrison Holmes, who grabbed his jersey, got him to the 39, and gained a two. It'll be third and two.
And he keeps it there, but they're still a man short. They've got somebody to play quarterback, nobody to play pitch. They're the quarterback. Defender tried to stunt that a little bit, so Clinch cut it inside of him. But if they pitch that, Conley runs for a bunch again.
Landon Lemke had busted through there. He came up strong on the block and kind of made him take it up underneath. So it'll be third and two. Run the shotgun tight to left and right, but they do have four wideouts. Conley in the backfield on third and long two, and there's some movement, and it looks like offsides will be called on Minden. Nose tackle appeared to have jumped. And that will give Kearney Catholic a first down.
Yes. Three first downs here, no good. You want to make Kearney Catholic claw for every inch.
So move the chains. Seventh first down unofficially for Kearney Catholic. And as well as Kearney Catholic's played all year, you almost get the sense that everybody in green and gold is kind of disappointed right now. It's only 17 to nothing.
Right, and to be honest, it's 17 nothing. They've been in complete and total control of this game. This is an awful good football club.
So the Stars move the sticks. They'll have it at the 34-yard line. Clinch with some pressure. Going to go one-on-one, trying to get it out there to Lease, and overthrew him at the yard line. And one of the Stars is cramped up on the other side of the football field.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Connor Strike. Looks like he's okay. Gets up quickly and will return to the huddle. But for Abe Clinch tonight, it's been big or nothing. And they've thrown a lot of these long sideline patterns here were
tough to complete.
Yeah, they're very tough to complete.
I mean, that corner route that he just threw right there, that's in high school football probably a 10 to 15% completion rate on that throw. That's an NFL throw, that deep corner.
They have not ran the play that got Holtmeyer a touchdown in the first quarter again. Some confusion here for Kearney Catholic. Everybody checking their armbands. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and it's an inside screen. Hoosman completed the 35-30, breaks a tackle, 25, right sideline, steps out of another one, 15, 10, 5, one more run, and now they say he stepped out of bounds. Stepped out of bounds at the 8-yard line. The last man to get him was Jacob Choquette, a gain of 26 on the play.
That was a tight wire act all the way down, Doug. Hoosman did a nice job. They said he stepped out, but, geez, that was awful nice.
Broke five tackles and had the sideline to deal with. Stars hustling up now. Minden trying to get their players covered. First and goal at the 8. Under center is Clinch. Drops back to pass. Throws a little screen out here and it's dropped. Incomplete. Minden trying to get on the ball just in case it was behind the line of scrimmage. Alex Lease couldn't haul it in that time. Clinch has thrown a couple of them low, but that was the pass play that got Lease open on the 88-yarder, what they ran. And down here, a similar play to Brian Hoosman.
Yeah, and that trip set, Minden's covering three with two. And any time that Abe Clinch is seeing, or Coach Harvey's seeing that three-on-two matchup, they're just throwing that bubble screen, knowing that they have numbers.
8:35 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 17, Minden nothing, but the Stars off the march again here. Second down and goal at the 8. Both teams have been stymied in the red zone. Nobody has scored in the red zone except for a 27-yard field goal by Kearney Catholic. Their two touchdowns have been bombs of over 50 yards. Second and goal at the 8-yard line. Clinch with two running backs out of the shotgun. And he's going to hand it off on the inside, getting to the line of scrimmage and falling forward to about the 7 as it's wrapped up there again. Is that low? Conley again.
Yes, on the sprint draw.
He's going to pick up 2. And the tackle made by Mitch Muller.
And you've said it, Doug, regardless of the color of jersey tonight, you've absolutely seen it. Both defenses tonight have been incredibly tough inside their own red zone.
Third down and goal now at the 6-yard line for the Stars. They're going to send Bunch to the right, and a lone man out to the left is Lease. That's the wide side of the field. Quads to the right. Conley in motion, and there's confusion in Kearney Catholic. We'll call timeout. So with 7 48 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 17, Minden nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Kearney Catholic breaks the huddle and sets up what they want to do right here on third down and goal at the mid-6-yard line. Looks like they'll stay with the same formation here. Quads to the right, including Hoosman. Lease is out to the left. Hoosman's in there, Strites in there, James and Conley. They send Conley in motion to give him twins to the left. Out of the shotgun formation, looking over the middle. Clinch has it all day. Now finally some pressure, throws it underneath, and it is incomplete. Through to the pylon. Choquette on the coverage. Great secondary coverage as Kearney Catholic couldn't find anybody to get the ball to.
Minden's mixing it up nice defensively, Doug. They're still running that 3-5 convertible, and they've been bringing heat with it all night, been firing backers with it all night. That time they only rushed three, dropped everybody back in coverage.
Now, Brian Hoosman was the intended target that time. And they'll try another field goal. This one will be a 25-yard attempt in the middle of the field, a little more this time for Murphy, who hit a 27-yarder earlier. Holtmeyer the holder. Good snap, good hold. The kick is away, and it's drilled right through there. 7:38 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 20 and Minden nothing. More high school football right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And we're ready to kick it off here for Kearney Catholic, leading it 20 to nothing on homecoming night of Minden Whippets after the 25-yard field goal. But once again, Minden bows their necks and keeps the Stars out of the end zone in the red zone. And Murphy, a little pooch kick this time, will be taken on the run at the 21-yard line. Quinn Rudd on the left half tries to go right, looks for a seam, 25-30, and will get up to about the 33-yard line. And Minden has had some success on kick returns, first down and 10.
Yeah, and Minden just needs to get something going here, Doug. At 20 to nothing, you're still inside three possessions, half of the third quarter to go. You know, one score here could change everything here for Minden and continue to make Kearney Catholic play tight as if this game is closed. The trouble of falling back much more here is it allows Kearney Catholic to really relax and start to play more freely.
No hitter in baseball tonight from the Cincinnati Reds. Their first since 1971. Homer Bailey is the man that does it. And here is a handoff and a smother in the backfield. Kearney Catholic just crushes the
running ball. Alex Lowe just absolutely crushed him.
But whether that was Rudder Cremosa in that pile of humanity, and no one really did. And now we've got a quick timeout on the football field. There has not been a lot of flow to this game, Larry. It has been just a strange game. Just when you think somebody's going in, they can't move it. You get a penalty. You get some equipment issues. You get a turnover. There just hasn't been a whole lot of flow.
And that really could be part of Kearney Catholic's issues tonight. They are a team that plays with a lot of flow.
Over on the right side, Cremosa trying to find some running room. There's nowhere to go. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10.
You know, Carnegie Catholic is an offense that goes with a lot of flow. So, naturally, they're all the same players. Their defense does much of the same, Doug. That very well could be part of the answer here, because you're right. There's been no flow to tonight's game whatsoever.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, to the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 20-0 Stars, 3rd and 11 Minden. Out of the high formation, it's a halfback pass. Cremosa throws it into double coverage, and it is picked off again, trying to get it to Carlson, and Blake Holtmeyer has his second pick of the night at the Stars 40.
Yeah, it was one of those deals. I mean, complete double coverage. They had two guys running with the nine route there, Doug. And a lot of times that happens to you when you have a play like that called. The halfback, because they have a halfback pass throw, he's throwing it no matter what. Coach called the trick play. We're running the trick play. He'd have been much better off just tucking it and running the ball there.
And they had not run that formation all night, Larry.
You're right.
Yep. In a situation like that, he just needs to run the ball.
So Kearney Catholic will have it at the 41. That's the fourth interception of the night. That one, though, thrown by Cremosa on the halfback pass. Otherwise, it would have been punt. Kind of the length of the punts is about the same thing tonight. Hand off straight up the middle. Connolly lowers his shoulder. 45, 50, and into Minden territory. Right at the first down marker. Should be enough to move the chains.
He's had limited touches tonight, Doug, but when they've called his number, he's really delivered.
So far tonight, I've got Connolly for 45 yards. He went backwards a couple of times late in the first quarter, and we never saw him touch the ball in the second quarter of play because Minden had the ball most of the second quarter on a play, but they turned it over twice, and Kearney Catholic turned it over on one play, so it gave it right back over to Minden. Still, no points on the board for the Whippets. Midway through the third. First down and 10 after the 11-yard gain. Clinch all day to throw as far as he can. He's going for Brett James. He makes the catch and falls to his back at the 9-yard line.
What a great throw, Doug. He's got James open for quite a while. Running down the middle of the field. Clinch had all day, tons of time. He set his feet, put a lot of air under. But that was a great throw.
And James leapt in the air, hauls it down, first and goal at the 9. But this has been like Death Valley for both teams tonight. No one has been able to get in the end zone from the red zone. Let's see if the Stars are able to change that here. Conley, the lone setback under center, as Clinch turns, hands it to him. He's hit by Quinn Rutt immediately and didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a yard.
Yeah,
and you know, one more thing, Larry, sorry. They're wrapping up Conley. He's a tough kid to wrap up one-on-one.
Yeah, and right there, they got the their head across and did a great job. You know, think maybe on those deep passes, you need to run them to the 21-yard line. Because you're right, it's a Bermuda Triangle inside there tonight for either team trying to get points.
So the Stars will bring low into the backfield with Conley. Out of the shotgun is a Clinch, second and goal at the 10 of Minden. Up 20-0 of the Stars. And an inside handoff, and again Conley is just brought down. There's a good two-leg shot for a takedown. Quinn Rutt. Conley, it's no fair. He's saying, if I was in the wrestling ring, at least I could use my hands, and he's dropped for a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, and Alex Lowe just destroyed the outside linebacker with a great block, but nobody blocked the 5-tech out there, and he just came in and powdered him.
Well, Quinn Rutt is great in his own right. And remember, Minden is playing without their top defensive player, most tackles, Paul Carlson, at the last 2 weeks after getting a knee injury against Sandy Creek. Third and goal at the 12 now for the Stars. On the left hash, in the shotgun clinch, trips to the right side. And a whistle for delay of game, which seemed a little quick, but I guess the flow was finally going, so we needed something to stop that. And a delay of game here on the Stars will back them up even farther, which in this case may not be a bad thing. Gives them more room to operate if Clinch has some time.
But I was just going to say, if you can find one more dead ball foul here, if you're Kearney Catholic, you might try. This is incredible how this has gone.
So third and goal now at the 17. Same play, James in motion, gives him trips to the left side. And Clinch takes the snap, looking right all the way. One throws a screen underneath. It's complete and getting to the 15-yard line, to the 10, and knocked out of bounds at the 8-yard line is going to be the tight end, or Jack Graham. He's knocked out at about the 8. This is where this all started. Gain of 9 yards, but it's fourth and goal. probably looking at another field goal attempt as Chase Murphy trots into the ballgame.
Yeah, R.J. Watson does a nice job making the tackle there for Minden. And here we go again, three trips into the red zone. It looks like it's going to be 9 points for Kearney Catholic tonight.
And if you want to be on the optimistic side, besides that your defense is playing very well in the red zone, Minden keeps it to a three-possession game, theoretically. Ooh, and a bad snap, and the kick is blocked. The kick is blocked, and it stays on the ground. It is picked up over here by Choquette at the 30, the 35, and he is wrestled down out of bounds by Lee. And that is not Chase Murphy's fault. It was a bad snap. Holtmeyer trying to get it down, but just kicked it right in to Choquette.
And Doug Choquette didn't know the rule there. He blocks it, and he turns to start to celebrate to his own sideline. If he scoops that right away, he may score there. Once the Kearney Catholic guys started rushing to the ball, he then turned almost like a called third strike batter as he walks to the dugout and then starts running because the pitcher bobbled the ball, or the catcher bobbled the ball.
So Minden takes over at the 35-yard line. Offset I formation, handed to the second back. Cremosta tries the right side, gets to the 38-yard line, gain of three. And that's the way it's been all night long. Two decent offensive plays for Minden. Otherwise, they've been relying on special teams and a turnover, and here a blocked field goal.
Yeah, Minden has done a great job on first down all night. They've got 2 to 4 yards every time they've had the ball on first down, and then they find a way to work the ball back to the original line of scrimmage deeper in the set of downs.
Well, this offense now, which was doing so well through the first three games, has really struggled here the last 2 weeks, just 7 points in nearly seven quarters. Levin, naked bootleg to the right side, wants to throw, goes underneath, tries for the tight end. It's tipped and almost caught on the deflection, but almost isn't going to get it. And R.J. Watson through his hands. Lemke tried to pick up the deflection, and it will be 3rd and 8. And it's just not going through the air. 6 of 15 unofficially for Levin for only 26 yards. And
wow.
3 picks for him. Then the halfback pass last time, 4 turnovers. And Minden's only down 20 to nothing.
Even the ball is scared every time Minden drops back to throw it.
That's rough.
It is rough.
Now they go to the double wing, double tight end shift. Oh, that's everybody threw the flag. If we had him up here, we'd have thrown him. 2 wings moved at the same time. Illegal shift, 3rd and 13.
Yeah, they're trying. They were going to run their double both tight ends into the seam there, and it got blown off, but Alex Lowe just powdered that tight end about 7 yards beyond line of scrimmage. He's got to be careful there. If that play goes on, that will be a penalty.
So now they're going to spread it out a little bit, put Lovin in the shotgun, twins right, single left, but you've got two backs in the backfield with Lovin for protection purposes. Lovin drops back to pass, fires it deep down the right sideline, and incomplete. There's some shoving. And no flag. Minden was hoping to get a pass interference there as they went for R.J. Watson. That was close. Sometimes those rules are, you shove them, it's a penalty. It doesn't matter where the ball was or where you're at. Stars might have got away with one there.
Well,
have been caught, but they still probably got away with one.
Yeah, I would say they did. I know that official. I won't say his name. That line judge out there, and he is an ex-DB, so he might have that DB's. He may be one that says, hey, good coverage.
Well, that'll bring up 4th down. Ball really hasn't bounced Minden's way tonight, as hard as they've played. And the punt away by Lemke. And he hits that high end over end. If it stays in bounds, it'll get a good bounce. But it didn't. It's going to bounce out of bounds at the Kearney Catholic 41-yard line. It's a 27-yard punt. But I think Lemke's been instructed to do everything he can to not let Kearney Catholic return the football, and I think they've only had one punt return tonight.
That, Doug, just as a side note, on that last play, John Blake runs into the punter there, and the white hat reaches for his flag and doesn't throw it because John Blake was the only one that fell down. So they run into the punter, but he fell down, so the white hat took his hand off the flag, and they just let it go. But now they're going to call a personal foul. They didn't say if it was a dead ball personal foul, but they just called personal foul on Kearney Catholic. Normally they motion a dead ball. I didn't see him reach for his face.
They looked, after he did the personal foul and pointed, he came back to his collar, but I don't know if that meant face mask or ended up with a horse collar on the team trying to return a punt that didn't happen. So something happened away from the football, and Kearney Catholic now will be backed up to their 25-yard line. That'll be the fifth penalty on Kearney Catholic, and three of them on special teams. They go back to that double tight end set, and it'll be a handoff starting right and countering it now is going to be Conley. Sprint to the left side, first down and more. Now stops, changes directions again. Rozier's out there running the football all over the place, dancing, and finally 45 penalty flag is what happens when you stay up too long. He gets to the midfield stripe. A highlight reel run by Thomas Conley of 25 yards, but there will be a penalty flag on the play. Whether it's a face mask or an illegal block, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, once it turns into a scrum like that, there's no question it'll always be a block in the back, and it's most generally an accident type of a thing, but that's a great run. He's going to get his yards tonight, Doug, one way or another.
Now, the interesting thing here is where the penalty flag is going to end up being about first and two.
Yeah.
Because the penalty flag is down at the 45, and the original line of scrimmage is at about the 26. So the ball will go back to the 35-yard line, and it's going to be first at about two. So Conley will get credit for, what, 8 yards on that thing?
Yes. Still first down. You bet.
So first down, and they haven't moved the markers yet. But it'll be replay of the down, so first and two. Now they're starting. Now there's some confusion by the markers. It's really first and two. Very unusual. Stars get it to clinch. Low snap, drops it. He decides to just run with it, trying to follow the block of Conley. Penalty flag comes down. And, boy, that's where you see it could have been a big play, an incredible run out to the 50. Now all of a sudden, back-to-back flags, and the Stars are going to have first and about 10 again.
One of the things with Abe Clinch, he's a tremendous athlete, but he does this a lot. Right there, Doug, he stood behind his tackle and juked inside, juked outside, literally maybe up to four times. And if he just gets committed and makes one cut and runs downhill, his yardage per carry is going to go up dramatically. He's got room to run, but he's very indecisive with the football.
Well, instead of it being first and 10 at the 50, it's now first and 11 back at the 25-yard line after back-to-back penalties on the Stars. 20-0, 2.5 to go, third quarter. It was 17-0 at the half. Stars making some late substitutions here.
Yeah, and the ex-receiver has no idea what's going on.
And so a timeout has to be called by Kearney Catholic, and they'll have one remaining. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Stars 20 and Minden nothing here on Classic Hits. We're back in a minute.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
And welcome back out of the timeout. We'll try and get you some more scores here in just a little bit on our Valentino score line. But Kearney Catholic has a first and 11 at their own 25-yard line, leading Minden 20-0. They've made a field goal and had one blocked because of a bad. A snap here in this quarter. Now they spread five wide with Clinch in the shotgun on first down. Step short, drop, throws it out here in the flat, complete. Now it's all about breaking a tackle, which they do at the 30 to the 35. Connor Strike pushed out of bounds at the 37-yard line. That's right at the first down marker.
You got to grab cloth. That's one of the things we teach in tackling, Doug, is you want to, rip your arms and grab cloth.
Minden's not grabbing cloth right now. They're trying to arm tackle, and they're not closing their hands on cloth.
So those new slick uniforms Kearney Catholic's got.
Yes, four-way stretch material. They're awful nice.
Heard you might know about that. So it is a 12-yard gain, and after all that, it's first and 10 Stars at the 37. Now, stack left, stack right, going deep. Man's wide open, and he overshot Holtmeyer. There was nobody back there. Chase Shelton got turned around. And again, instead of running post, they ran corner and overthrew him, and he was wide, wide open.
And, Doug, you've seen Minden's free safety creep all night. I think if they ran that post, especially if they pushed it to the outside just a little bit and ran that post right back to the middle of the field, he'd be there. And it's such an easier throw to make because you allow your receiver to run to the ball.
And I'm not going to blame Abe Clinch for that because the quarterback made the wrong move just as he let the ball go. So it wasn't like he could throw it high and let him run under it. Man in motion is low, stopping, getting hit is Clinch. He throws, it's completed midfield, lowering his shoulder. 45, a penalty flag comes out.
Connor Strite.
Strite is pulled down at the 43-yard line of Minden. It's going to be a face mask, a 20-yard completion for Abe Clinch.
And Clinch drilled it in there. Doug, he stood in there and took that on. He had a blitzer right in his face, and he got pounded as he threw it. But he stood in there and threw that Clinch. Showed a lot of guts there. You know, he hasn't gotten gun-shy, and he's gotten whipped pretty good tonight. A lot of times you see a kid get a little gun-shy when that's happened.
Yeah, I think Clinch has been hit more tonight than he has in the first four ball games this season. So you get two first downs on that. 20-yard completion, then 15 more on the penalty, and they're at the Minden 28-yard line. Clinch back to pass, under pressure. Lob pass for Holtmeyer. It's underthrown. Holtmeyer tries to love it on the coverage and close to offensive interference. It was just that the pass was so underthrown that time. Holtmeyer had to try and come back for it. Incomplete. Second down and 10.
It's almost like he tried to back shoulder that, but Holtmeyer didn't get good position to be able to come back to the ball. He had to work back through the defender's body.
And Kearney Catholic's totally abandoned the run now here.
Yeah, this is what's interesting to me, Doug, because they're running the ball pretty well.
Again, empty back, field, bunch left, single right, slant pattern over the middle, and hit after he dropped the ball. I believe that's Alex Lowe, and he got popped. When you come across the middle, you see that happen a lot of times.
Yeah, and R.J. Watson said, gotcha. Boy, I mean, he got whacked.
And it takes a hit to make Alex Lowe shake out the cobwebs, and he's going to come off the field. So is Holtmeyer, third and 10, and with all these incompletions, it stops the clock.
All you want to make sure and do, if you're a defender that's going to smack Alex Lowe like that, make sure you don't carry the ball on offense because he might find you.
That's exactly right. Same formation, bunch left, single man right, Holtmeyer. And a penalty flag for delay game against Kearney Catholic. I think they're having problems trying to do too much offensively here. We know that they're putting in more offense, trying to take it better because they have so many seniors and so much talent. I think they're just having problems putting everybody on the same page.
Yeah, this has been the craziest drive. We've had the first and two to the second and 15. I mean, this thing's been all over the map.
Five penalties in this quarter on Kearney Catholic, three on Minden. Third and 15 Stars at the Minden 34-yard line. Clinch takes the shotgun snap. There's some holding. They'll throw it over the middle, and it is caught, but short of the first down, they did not throw the flag on what looked like a hold.
Yeah, this is extremely interesting, Doug. Now you got a fourth and, six, maybe five or six.
Connor Strite hauled in the pass. Ryan Cremosta made the tackle. The Stars are lining up to go for it. Chase Murphy, a 40-yarder, would be right on the edge of his range. And they just had the last one blocked because of a bad snap. So they're going to line up and go for it. 55 seconds. And back to pass on fourth down. Clinch rolling to his right. Has some time. Here comes the pressure. And he's going to have to throw it away. And the late flag going to be thrown on Landon Lemke, who rode Clinch down as he threw it. I don't know about that one. He was on Clinch when he threw the ball. That's why Clinch got rid of it, and he rode him to the ground, and that's going to be a first down for Kearney Catholic.
Not only that, Doug, but as he starts to, I mean, he rode him while he had the ball. As they were going to the ground, he turns, Landon Lemke turns so that Clinch actually landed on his body. Landon Lemke's who landed on the ground there, not Abe Clinch. I agree with you. He roughed him in no fashion whatsoever. Clinch actually had a pretty nice landing on his own, on somebody else's body.
I cannot imagine the feeling on that Minden sideline right now. They have stopped Kearney Catholic time after time after time, and something crazy continues to happen. And that time, a roughing the passer penalty. It's a first and goal at the 10-yard line. 46 seconds in this extremely long third quarter. It's 20-0 Stars. Clinch wants to throw underneath, the ball complete into the hands of Conley. Conley bounces off a man and gets into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, and on that you've got Conley gets it in. R.J. Watson stepped up and tried to whack him again and hits him, but just couldn't get enough of him. Hit him at about the 3-yard line, and it allowed Conley to work his way in.
So a 10-yard touchdown pass, Clinch's third of the night. And now Murphy to attempt the extra point. Holtmeyer to hold and puts the snap down. Here comes a big rush. The kick is away, and it is just inside the left upright. They got through that time, too. 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's now Kearney Catholic 27, Minden nothing. Back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clinic. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they deliver. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Kearney Catholic has finally put a little comfort between themselves and Minden after a struggle here in what has been an extremely long third quarter of play. Still 39 seconds to go in the third. It's 27-0 in favor of the Stars. 10-yard touchdown pass, which followed a roughing the passer penalty. Minden should have had the ball. Kick is away, taken at the 15-yard line on the far side. Little dance into the 20. Still more dancing than going forward this time. 25 to the 27. Watson will be brought down there. And after Watson, the first time he had a kick return tonight, took it 82 yards but couldn't get in, got tripped up at the 6. He's been trying to bust another one ever since. And he's done a pretty good job that time, though, not a whole lot of return yardage.
Yeah, he's been a good returner, and their return team's done a nice job there. There was just no seams. Be interesting to see what Minden does here. Are they going to try anything different, or will they just try to keep it on the ground and know that you can't throw an interception if you do?
4 turnovers for Minden, 1 for Kearney Catholic. We've had 9 penalties in this quarter by the two teams. Handoff here. Cremosta runs hard, gets out to the 35-yard line, which will be a gain of about 7.5 yards. We'll call it 2nd down and 3.
You know, Doug, there were in the offset eye. The eye really fits Cremosta. When he runs downhill from that 5-7 back with his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage, he's a tough, tough runner. That formation really fits him. Every time they've got into the eye and given him the ball and allowed him to see the entire defensive front, he's looked really good.
And that'll let the third quarter horn end this third quarter. 27-0, Kearney Catholic leading Minden. Minden will have a 2nd and 3 at their 35 when we start the fourth quarter after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda with you at Miles Field for the second half of the season beginning here, week number 5 for these teams. Minden trailing 27-0 at homecoming here against Kearney Catholic. As we start the fourth quarter, 11 on the stretch play, hands it to Cremosa trying to get to the outside, and there's nowhere to go, going to lose a yard on the play. They haven't had a ton of success up the middle, but obviously they just can't get to the outside. That's why they don't try to get to the outside very often, Larry.
Yeah, Jack Graham does a great job there for Kearney Catholic. He's an outside linebacker, and he's playing the position where he's supposed to. He's on the wide side of the field. You know, they've looked good out of that eye tonight, or that broken eye, either one, where they're letting Cremosa run downhill into the B-gap, and just hasn't been a lot of success for them outside of a few – very few things, and it's hard to keep running the same play over and over. You can't do it. You've got to find.
And we have got whistles and a delay of game this time on Minden. We didn't have any problems in the first half with that, but we have had a ton of penalties. 8 of them called, 9 of them called in quarter number 3 after we had just 5 called in the first half of play, and a couple of those were on kickoffs, so just a strange second half so far.
Yeah, no question. Taking forever. I mean, and that's, to your point earlier, it's tough to get any flow in this thing when that's the case.
So it'll be 3rd down and 8 now. Toss play to the left side, trying to get outside Cremosa, and he is picked up and dropped to the ground as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Kearney Catholic had men all over the place again. Richter's over there.
Well, Richter, Brett
James over there.
Yeah, Brett James is going to get credit for the tackle, Doug, but it's Isaac Richter that does the great job. Richter locks his offensive lineman out and just kept shoving him to the sideline, so there was nowhere to go, and that allowed Brett James to come in and make the big hit.
Garrison Lowe also in on that. That'll bring up another punt here, the 6th of the night for Minden. Lefke shanked it. He tried to kick it off to the right side, and he flat-out shanked it out of bounds, and this might not even be positive yardage.
I think he's
maybe about a 2-yarder.
Yeah, I think he's going to get lucky. I think it may be a yard or two, Doug.
They were at the 29, and it's marked at the 31, and out it goes to Kearney Catholic, so more great field position here for the Stars. Starting at the 31-yard line, 3 touchdown passes from Abe Clinch, 54 yards to Blake Holtmeyer in the first quarter, an 88-yard wide receiver screen to Alex Lease in the second quarter, and a 10-yarder to Abe Clinch on the last possession. And the first one came right after an interception by Holtmeyer. The second one came on 3rd and 10 at their own 12. Well, the second one did. The third one came after a roughing the passer call on 4th down, gave him new life. Handoff over the left side. Minimal gain there for Conley. He'll get to the 29-yard line.
Yeah.
Thomas, one thing about Thomas Conley so far tonight, if I can read my own handwriting out here, looks like he's got about 42 yards is all tonight.
Yeah, he just hasn't got, you know, he's gotten a fair amount of touches now, but they've been so sporadic, he hasn't been able to get into any type of offensive flow where he can start to feel good and feel kind of lathered up.
That
hasn't happened,
by the way. Yeah. They've either run him a bunch in a row or they haven't used him for whole stretches at a time. And Clinch fakes the handoff, rolls right underneath, wide open. Is going to be Hoosman, I believe it is, to the 15-yard line.
Ben Clinch.
Oh, Ben Clinch, they go to the tight end. So it was number 31, Ben Clinch, for the first down.
Yeah, that was really well designed. They pulled the backside guard and hooked him up on the naked boot. And he took care of the defensive end. His clinch waggled back on the naked side, and they did a nice job dragging tight end.
First and 10 at the 15. Go with the double tight end again with Conley in the backfield and Twins to the left side. Hand off to Conley, ran right by the blitzer and is drugged down after a yard gain at the 14-yard line by Mitch Muller. But Minden is starting to get a guy through there untouched quite a bit here in the second half. And if he would have just been going after Conley the whole time, he would have rocked him hard.
Yeah, and I'm actually, you know, we talked about the confusion and how the plays have been coming in. I've actually been watching Coach Harvey a little bit up on the lift, and he's been extremely frustrated up there as he's been calling the plays down to the line of scrimmage.
And Clinch wants to throw out of the flat. It's complete to Hoosman. Little screen to the 10-yard line, dragging defenders with him down to about the 6-yard line. He'll be short of the first down, but it'll be third down and about a yard.
Yeah, and we'll see here. I mean, this has just been death valley. Like you've said, for the offenses, of course, Minden hasn't been there in a while, so, but we'll see if they can't get something in there again. You see the players start to look to the sideline and put their hands up saying, we're not sure what you want.
We'll get to some scores for you here in just 12 at Kearney Catholic, trying to get another one. Third and one at the 6-yard line. Fake the handoff. Clinch has some pressure in the backfield. He's back at the 25-yard line, trying to avoid the sack, and he can't. He's dumped all the way back at the 25, and a flag comes down. Quinn Rutt pulled him down. Did he horse collar him?
That's going to be grounding, Doug.
Oh, he did throw the football. They'll call grounding. But that was just no chance for Clinch in the beginning. He turned back to his right shoulder, and there were two guys coming right at him. Only one man to block him.
And he had a receiver wide open in the corner of the end zone immediately on the route. So I'm not sure. He had Brian Hoosman in the end zone. He just held it and held it and held it and then ran it out so long Hoosman was out of running room there.
So it was third and one at the 6. And now it is fourth and 25 at the 30. And they're going to line up for a field goal. This will be a 47-yarder, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. They're going to try and rugby kick it, and they sack Chase Murphy. Minden wasn't buying it. They brought everything, and Quinn Rutt is in there to drop him at the 40, and Minden just keeps on playing strong.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look here. Kearney Catholic just went backwards about 30 yards in two plays, Doug. Minden's given up nothing. You know, Minden healthy, and, you know, if they were healthy, you know, they would be a tough out. I think this is tough, you know. Nothing's worse than when you go home on a Friday night as a coach and you look at it and say, God, we played really well. We just got big played. And, you know, that's what Minden's going to say on the way home tonight, because you take away Kearney Catholic's big plays and Minden's in the game.
Big plays, couple of penalties, couple of turnovers. And Minden just, again, that goose egg is never going to get you a win on the scoreboard. And back to pass 11. He's looking to throw it as far as he can. Fly pattern left sideline. There's some hand play, and the ball is deflected incomplete. Brett James on the coverage of Isaac Carlson.
Damn, Blake Holtmeyer rotated over kind of late, but he still got there. That was almost picked again, Doug.
Let's get some scores. Broken Bow 33, St. Paul 8. That is a final score. In other action, if we can get this to scroll the right place. Kearney 48, Lincoln High 7. Late in the game, Grand Island Senior High 28-7 over Fremont in the fourth. Scottsbluff 16, Northwest 7 in the third. Aurora 27, Crete 14 in the fourth. Gehring 9, Hastings 6 at halftime. And here's just simple power play up the middle for minimal gain here. See who ended up getting off the bottom of the pile. Is it Rutt again?
Yeah, it was. It was Quinn Rutt.
Some other scores in class C1, Adams Central, 40-0 final over Central City. Central Catholic 22-6 over Gibbon at last check. Sutton does defeat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight 14-6. Donovan Trumbull 66-0 over Superior. Southern Valley 33-7 in the fourth quarter over Wood River. Palmer 37, Loup City 22 in the fourth. And more penalty flags before this snap of the ball. Franklin 22, Heartland 12 in the third quarter. Shelton 7, 22, Amherst 14, a final. Bertrand beat Loomis 63-0 this afternoon. Again, if you've got a score for us, text 646-0506, or you can call our studios at 236-9900, 236-9900, Kearney Catholic offside. It's be interesting to talk to Dave Colley and his crew next weekend. After they get a chance to sit down and watch this film, we already know how Minden's going to feel, but that's the 10th penalty on Kearney Catholic, 7 in this half. And the ball looks like it might have been fumbled on the snap there. Rutt dives on top of it. They were trying to get 1 yard. It was 3rd and 1.
Rutt just ran into the Great Wall of China. I mean, he hit his hole where he was supposed to hit it, and there was no daylight whatsoever. But I agree with you. You know, in watching Coach Colley and watching Coach Harvey tonight, they've been very frustrated. And I'm not saying necessarily at their kids, but just at how it's gone. So I think you're right there, Doug.
And they're up 27-0. Minden lines up to go for it. Fourth down, a full yard. Send Cremosta in motion. They pitch it to him over the left side, and Ryan's got the first down into Kearney Catholic territory at the 48-yard line. Needed one and got three.
Yeah, this is a nice job there. Just their basic power play. They're going to toss it and pull a couple guys and get some daylight, and they did.
And unless I missed a scratch here on my paper, I think that's the first down for Minden in the half.
Hasn't been very many.
Had them for 11 plays, so that would probably be right. One of them was a turnover. So 3-3-3, 3-3 and outs, and then an interception on third down. And they're going to go with a little inside reverse to Cremosta, and he's going to get a yard. And when you run that reverse the way that they do it, they give it to one wing back in the double wing, and he tosses it to the other wing. You're not really confusing anybody because there's just nowhere to go. You got 9 guys in the box anyway. You're hoping to get the one guy confused, and I get that. I'm not making fun of the play. It's just that when you spread it out, the reverse usually works better when you have a wide open offense.
Yeah, you're running it inside 5 yards.
So a gain of 2. It'll be 2nd down and 8. Inside handoff, Cremosta. There's some room over the left side, across the 45, down to the 42. Not a huge gain, but it is 4 more, and you can actually tell if there was a hole open on that play.
Yeah, and then running tough, and all the starters are still in there for both sides, so they're making a few things happen here.
5:10 to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic 27 and Minden nothing. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Axtell. On 3rd down and 4, double wing, long count here by Jonas Lovin. Quarterback sneak to see how much they could get. They were trying to lull the line of Kearney Catholic to sleep a little bit. They got a really good push to the 38. It's going to be 4th and 1.
Very Ron Evans F. Ron Evans is the king of that. If you've ever watched a lot of Ron Evans coach teams, I've coached against him a lot of times. And man, if you lined up in any type of odd or even front, excuse me, with no zero, he's running quarterback sneak on first down. It's so frustrating.
So Minden still has to carry it for 1 more yard. 4th and 1 at the 38. This time they hand it to Rutt. He takes a little time to find a hole, and he has the first down to the 35-yard line. He didn't just lower his head last time like last time on the short yardage situation. It's going to be a game of 2 for Mr. In fact, game of 3 for Mr. Rutt.
Yeah, you're starting to see Kearney Catholic shuffle some guys in and out here, Doug. Now as we go on the defensive line. Minden's at least held the ball here for a little bit.
On 1st down and 10, Levin fakes the pitch, wants to throw the ball underneath. It's underthrown. It's picked off. The 5th pick, and Brian Hoosman has another one. But you got one guy covered by 2. It was underthrown to Carlson, and Hoosman with his 2nd pick of the night.
Doug, you're just, I mean, that play against a decent defense isn't going to be their 2-level scheme. You're running 2 drags, a center speed out and a drag across. And I don't know, the Kearney Catholics picked it as many times as it's – Kearney Catholics' completion rate is better tonight on that play than Minden's. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that is 4 picks for Jonas Flubin tonight. Cremosta had one on a halfback pass. It just hasn't worked tonight for the Minden Whippets. Only had a couple of big plays. None of them have been through the air. So 5 turnovers for the Whippets, 1 for the Stars. 1st down and 10, and it will be a quarterback run to the right side, and I think we've got a new man in there sprinting to the right side, 30, 35. And that is Thomas Conley hanging on to the football out of the old Wildcat. Takes it all the way up to the 40-yard line from the 18, a gain of 22.
Yeah, and I would say in that you could call it Wildcat or second-string quarterback getting some work maybe, Doug.
Yeah, you can call it that, but he's a, also your starting running back, so that's you're not giving the poor kid any rest here. Not really going to your second team, but you do need him. They needed him last year.
Yep.
Conley stays in, and he's going to keep it again off the left side. Fakes the handoff, 45, 50, into the secondary. Stutter step, 40. Now he's looking for a block to the 35. Still on his feet to the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. What a run again by Thomas Conley. He's had a couple of beauties tonight.
Just straight zone read on that, Doug. And I think the thing is like you said, they are going to need him. You have two very different offenses depending on which the quarterback is. Abe Clinch, you have a lot of pass, a lot of throw. And with Conley, you have a lot of zone read. Quarterback run stuff.
Well, he had 53 yards for the game. He had 54 the last two carries. And this time, they're going to hand the ball off on a counter play to Garrison Lowe. And they had a lot of good things to say about Garrison Lowe.
Flag down, Doug. They may take Garrison's, holding Kearney Catholic. They're going to take Garrison's carry away from him here.
Yeah, but you know, like, get another one.
Yeah,
he's had a few this year because of the blowouts that Kearney Catholic's been in. But right now, it looks like the third shutout for the Kearney Catholic defense in five games.
And it's like, you know, like I said a little bit ago with Conley, he's going to get his yards. You know, he's averaging 130 a night, and he's going to come close to that again tonight, and in a very odd way, and in a way where they didn't really ride him at all.
Yeah, Minden did a great job. And the snap goes through Conley's hands, but it's picked up by the running back. Not going to lose a shot. Back to the 45. The 50 was Alex Lowe. He hasn't had a whole lot of luck on offense tonight.
No. The thing is, if you're Conley and you care about stats at all, you want somebody else to pick it up so you don't have to take the 6-yard loss.
A little sloppy down the end here, and Lowe's going to come out, and Kearney Catholic's going to call their final timeout. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will give you a run out of the final stats, then send it back to the Classic Hits studio for the Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show. 2:53 to go in the game, Kearney Catholic 27, Minden nothing. Back after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Pando. P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko. It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Oh, believe me, it is. It's Japanese lead the world in breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp. Hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch you'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
Back to Miles Field here as Kearney Catholic faces the 2nd and 27 after a penalty and then a bobble snap, and then this one shoots through the third string quarterback's hands. It's still on the ground. Bryce James, freshman, all the way back to the 40-yard line. And I think everybody's waiting for the clock to hit 000 here, aren't they? The focus is gone.
And having been a coach that ran and coached the spread offense, when you bring the young guys in, that's the hardest thing, is getting that shotgun snap and getting the quarterback to actually catch it. Getting that part to work is always the toughest.
We'll say a loss of 13. It's third and packed lunch right now for Kearney Catholic. And a long count here. And they snap it over his head again. Brent James didn't have any fun. He goes and dives on it again at the 21. Lose 19.
We're going to get fourth and about 50, maybe fourth and 60, Doug.
You couldn't kick it that far with a potato gun. You couldn't shoot it that far. The ball, they got to get to the 17, it looks like, for a first down, and at their own 21-yard line. So that's 38. It's 4th and 62. I've done this for 25 years, and I've never seen a down and distance like this.
I say go for it.
A minute 40 to go. Looks like they're going to have Conley in there to punt it. No, Connor's right.
And the deep returner is 30 yards from the first down marker.
And a penalty flag. Why would you throw a penalty flag? They're just going to let this one die in the lights. It dies at the 50. It would have been a 29-yard punt.
Why would you throw a penalty there?
These guys don't have anything to do tonight. Or tomorrow, apparently.
Minden's excited. They're saying it's going to be against Kearney Catholic. Don't decline it, baby. See if you can't get this thing fourth and 70.
Well, they get the ball at midfield. It's a legal procedure against the Stars.
Nope, they're going to re-kick, Doug. We're going to get fourth and 67.
Oh, my. I don't even know what you say about that. I don't know what you say.
But you'd think Dunn was going to come after him here. I don't know why you'd have him re-kick it unless you were going to come after him and try to block it.
1:21 to go. It has been a weird Friday, and it's not over yet.
Well, if you could convert fourth and 67, you might be the first person ever in football history to do so.
The only way that's going to happen is if they bobbled the snap. And, well, good. Connor Strike gets it away. That's an even better punt. Taken at the 47, fumbled by Minden. They do jump on it. Kramosta gets up to the 45-yard line. So it's a 27-yard punt and a couple of yards on the return. And Minden has a minute 12 left to run some plays here. And then it's the Visco Sports postgame show. Fremont trying to get that win tonight. It's Grand Island 28, Fremont 21 in the fourth. Kearney beat Lincoln High 48-7 final. Scott's Bluff a battle tonight, but they're ahead of Northwest 16-7 in the fourth. Aurora beat Crete 27-14. And here's the handoff. Looks like Choquette's going to keep it this time. And nowhere to go for Jacobs. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage.
And there's a host of guys there that took him on.
You're going to have to watch the film a couple of times tonight to catch who's getting all the tackles. Donovan Trumbull 73-0 over Superior. Southern Valley 33-7 over Wood River. Sutton knocked off St. Cecilia 14-6. Blue Hill beats Ravenna 40-6. Blue Hill, man, are they looking good again. Rolling to the right, Jonas Love.
Same pass there.
Still in there underneath, and it is incomplete. Brett James on the coverage and trying to get it into the hands of Choquette. Stops the clock with 32 seconds to go in the ball game.
It's the same pass play we've seen about five interceptions on tonight, Doug. This time they threw the underneath guy instead of the on top or the over-the-top receiver.
Glad you're staying with us tonight on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Franklin. 32 seconds remain. It's third down and 10 here for Minden. And they'll put Kramosta in motion. Lovin wants to throw it as far as he can down the middle of the field into triple coverage. Almost ran over the back of the official who didn't know where the ball was. Isaac Carlson was the intended receiver, and he actually got behind all three defensive backs there for the Stars, but they do have some new kids in there.
Yeah, they got behind. He got behind all three Stars and the back judge. And that shouldn't happen there, Doug. The back judge got lost a little bit there.
Well, Minden was trying to get on the scoreboard. They've been close. These teams have struggled. What, one of six, I think, tonight inside the 10-yard line of getting a touchdown? Yeah. Fourth and 10. 4 men out of the shotgun. 11 trying to set up a screen. It's complete to Quinn Rutt. 40. First down, 35. 30. He's going to get down to the 26-yard line. That's a gain of 19. Stops the clock with 17 seconds to go.
That's a great run by Quinn Rutt there after he caught the ball.
No sense of urgency, though, here by Minden, because as soon as they get the markers down, they'll have to run the clock. They are full of timeouts if they wanted to use them, though. Minden is set, 16 seconds clock, running maybe time for two plays. Lovin back to pass, looking to go deep down the right side. Intercepted at the goal line by Kearney Catholic. And let's see who comes up with it. That's going to be Bryce James. That's the sixth pick by Kearney Catholic tonight.
Yeah, season's worth of turnovers tonight, throwing the ball. And I'll give it to Minden, though. I like a couple of those. Get down. What do you expect them to do? Just take a knee for a quarter and a half? I don't mind them doing that. If you get some turnovers, you get some turnovers. You know, you got to keep fighting and keep trying to get the ball in the end zone.
And Kearney Catholic now will kneel on it with 6 seconds to go, and this football game will come to an end. And what a night it is. This is one of the reasons Minden has never liked to throw the football, is because of the turnover aspect. But Kearney Catholic tonight pitches their third shutout in 5 games, and they win on homecoming. Falls to 2-3, and it's not going to get much easier next week with Adams Central. And Kearney Catholic remains unbeaten at 5-0 on the season. And the Stars will have a tough test next week when they head to Cozad, which we will have for you on our airwaves as well. Kearney Catholic 27, Minden nothing. The Misco Sports Postgame Show is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Miles Field here at Kearney Catholic, where the fifth game of the season is in the books. And Larry Baker, at the beginning of the year, it was thought that this would be for the district championship. Kearney Catholic made it to the C2 finals last year. Minden made it to the C1 semifinals, where they were beaten by state champion Norfolk Catholic. Minden lost a few more players to graduation than Kearney Catholic did, but the Stars moved up to C1. And tonight the Stars handle them 27-0, and now it looks like Gothenburg Cozad winner against Kearney Catholic, and Cozad, last time I checked, was leading Gothenburg earlier in the evening. So next week may be for the district championship.
Yeah, I think Kearney Catholic, I know they had their issues tonight, kind of getting some things lined up and had issues in the red zone and things like that. Kearney Catholic looks like a tough out to me. To me, it looks like when they need to play defense, they can, and when they need to play on offense, they can get it. Kearney Catholic can run the ball, Doug. I know they didn't a lot tonight, but when you can run the ball and you can play defense, you're a tough out. To me, it looks like Kearney Catholic probably will win a district title and is going to be a fairly tough team to get out of the playoff bracket here in the West bracket.
Well, we'll take a look at the final numbers in just a moment. This is the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Get your game on at Misco Sports. Getting you geared up for every single season. Misco, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Kearney Catholic knows they've got their uniforms from Misco's. We'll be back and give you the final numbers right after this timeout.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Having some fun here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers that I had tonight. First of all, for Minden, Ryan Cremosta, 16 carries for 41 yards. Quinn Rutt, 11 carries, led the way with 51 yards. Brendan Sinsel, 1 carry, 1 yard. Jacob Choquette, 1 carry, no yards. Jonas Lovin ran 2 quarterback sneaks tonight for 4 yards. That's 31 rushing attempts for 97 yards tonight for Minden. And through the air, just a disaster. Ryan Cremosta, halfback pass, picked off. Jonas Lovin, he was 6 of 13 with 3 picks in the first half for 26 yards. Second half, 1 of 9, 2 picks, 19-yard completion. So in the game, 4 Lovin, 7 of 22, no touchdowns, 5 interceptions for 45 yards. 45 through the air, 97 on the ground, 142 yards, resulting in 8 first downs, punting the ball 6 times tonight. If you throw out the 2-yard shank punt, you'd have an average of about 31 yards per punt. 7 penalties against Minden tonight for 60 yards. But what has to be concerning, even with the injuries, you want to try and be competitive. They were competitive tonight, but they've only got 1 touchdown now in their last 8 quarters.
Yeah, again, I'm going to say it from an effort standpoint. Yeah, and everything like that. I thought Minden really did show up tonight. Minden's got to find some offense. You know, even against that Sandy Creek team that wasn't great on defense, Minden didn't light it up. And they need to find some offense here. There's no question about that.
We'll take a look at Kearney Catholic's numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Clinton to pass it and going for it all. Holtmeyer one-on-one. Beautiful pass. Catches him in stride, and Holtmeyer will take it all the way to the house. A 54-yard touchdown pass right on the money from Abe Clinch to Blake Holtmeyer. And that was the first touchdown of the football game. Kearney Catholic went up 7-0, and 3 touchdown passes tonight for quarterback Abe Clinch. He chucked the ball around quite a bit. These numbers won't look very good tonight because of what happened on that last drive to the backups when they had a 4th down and 67 yards because they kept snapping it over the quarterback's head. And there were a couple of penalties in there.
Yeah, that's gonna that hurts you. You know, when you go to add up how you did on the night, you go, hey, wait a second. We just lost an entire drive out of this thing or a quarter of offense. But it was just when the young guys came in there, Doug.
And I think 20 carries for Thomas Conley, 107 yards, and 2 of those, his last 2 were for 54. So 20 carries, 107 yards. Alex Lowe, 1 carry, 15 yards, and he lost the fumble on that. Abe Clinch, I figure in the sacks on the rushing yardage. He was sacked 3 times tonight, ended up with 11 carries for 1 yard. He lost 4 yards, he lost 7 yards, and then he lost 19 yards on a sack tonight. And then Chase Murphy on the punt. They got away from him. It was going to be a field goal. He was going to punt it. They dropped him for an 11-yard loss. 3 straight fumbled snaps, 38 yards lost. So 36 rushing attempts for just 74 yards is going to be the final tally there, even though Conley had 107 of them.
Yeah, like you say, Doug, I mean, the numbers are going to look goofy at the end. But, you know, I really like the way Thomas Conley looks running the ball, Doug. He delivers blows. He looks to me like he's a guy that could help wear a defense out, both from chasing him and the fact that he does the punishing instead of taking the punishment. Most generally, when he's running the ball, he runs behind his pads really well. I think as the weather gets colder, they're going to rely on him more and more, and in a way, they're going to kind of go as he goes, much like they did last year with Pacheco, to be quite honest with you. At the end, you know, it was Pacheco and some timely passing that took them on into Lincoln, and it looks to me like it's a team that's very much the same.
Well, through the air, Abe Clinch, he put it up 5 of 10 in the first half, had no interceptions and 2 touchdowns. Then in the second half, they threw the ball 14 times in the third quarter. He ends up going 9 of 16 with no picks and another touchdown pass in that second half of play. So overall, Clinch, I have him tonight, 14 out of 26, no interceptions, 3 touchdowns, 297 yards, 148 in the first half, 149 in the second half. So 297 through the air for Abe Clinch tonight, 74 on the ground, 371 yards of total offense, 17 first downs for Kearney Catholic. Punted the ball 4 times for an average of about 33 yards. according to my count, were flagged 12 times for 93 yards. Three times in the first half, and two of those were being offsides on a kickoff. So, you know, that is what it is. But nine times in the second half for 70 yards, and that is something that has not been a problem for the Stars in quite some time. Kearney Catholic scores the 54-yarder from Abe Clinch to Blake Holtmeyer. Second quarter, a 27-yard field goal from Chase Murphy. And then on third and 10, just a little wide receiver screen that went for 88 yards to Alex Lease. In the third quarter, a 25-yard field goal from Chase Murphy. Then on a bad snap, they had one blocked. And finally, right before the third quarter ended with 39 seconds, Clinch hit Thomas Conley on a 10-yard touchdown pass. One play after Minden was flagged for roughing the passer on fourth down. It would have been Minden ball. And it was that kind of night all night tonight, Larry, for the Whippets. Anything and everything that could bounce against them seemed to do so.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, and with Abe Clinch, you know, he's going to throw the ball tonight for just a skosh over 50%. And in high school, I can tell you that if you throw the ball at roughly that 50% clip, you're really happy. Within Kearney Catholic's offense, he needs to be over 60%. And the reason I say that is they throw so many bubble screens and swings that his completion percentage is going to be a little bit higher simply due to those types of throws. They need to get his completion percentage up a little bit.
Well, we'll try and get Coach Colling on our postgame on our Friday night scoreboard show. Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, both get good wins here tonight. And all the scores coming up with Skip Berry along with Stacey Johns, Merritt Lawson back at the studios. And we thank you for joining us here tonight. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Our game for next week still to be determined. One of the two games we'll be carrying is Kearney Catholic at Cozad, either here on Classic Hits or on ESPN 1460. And, Larry, we'll see you next Friday.
Can't wait.
For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, and for Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda saying, once again, the final score, behind six interceptions, Kearney Catholic shuts out Minden tonight by a score of 27-0. Doug Duda from Miles Field saying, enjoy your weekend, everyone, and happy homecoming to the Kearney Catholic Stars.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.